Don and Mike Show.
Sex in the City last night was good.
Cynthia Nixon, if you're listening to us tonight, I do you first. Then I guess I'd do the brunette second.
Okay.
Then I'd do Sarah Jessica Parker third. And then I'd do the old one fourth.
Cattrall?
Yeah. That's my order.
I think in her day, Kim Cattrall.
Well, in her day, I was seventh grade.
The Don and Mike Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Mr. Son of a Beach.
Today. I feel better today
good.
Than I did yesterday.
Look at you. You got all your new clothes on today. You're looking sharp. You're happy. You're peppy.
Yes.
That's good.
Yes. You know, there is a positive side to being in the hospital, to having all of this stuff done, to having the IVs.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I've dropped that extra 10 pounds.
That's good. See, good. You know, I remember years ago, I went on the hospitalization weight loss program, and there's no better way because you're never thinking about it.
Right.
It's a good thing.
The IV diet. Well, for the longest time, you know, my weight had been hovering around like 210, 211. Got on the scale last night. Bingo, hello.
It's a nice fringe benefit of being, you know, near death.
199.
Hey.
So I went out and to celebrate the fact, well, first of all, to celebrate the fact that I'm alive.
Right.
And to celebrate the fact that I've lost the weight. Because, listen, I don't care if I lost the extra 10 pounds because I was in a hospital and I had IVs. I will,
I'll accept the weight loss anyway that I remember, if you remember correctly, you began your weight loss program in earnest. After, you know, we do sound like the biggest bunch of old farts.
Three old men.
You began your weight loss program in earnest after I got out of the hospital. Because I'd lost all the weight, and you said, well, if he did it that way, I'm going to do it the real way.
Right.
There you
and
go.
And the good news is you'll lose a few more ounces this Christmas when they take out that half kidney.
That's right, Robbie.
That's, right. That's
it's
good.
It's all gravy.
That's a
so,
good thing.
So, when I bought myself a new shirt today.
There you
nice.
Go.
Bought myself some of those OJ Kill Your Wife shoes. Well, you know, they're the shoes that I've been wanting for a long time. Those
ever since you saw the picture.
Yeah, the Brunos.
Bruno
the
Magli.
The Magli.
Magli.
I picked myself some Brunos up.
Probably
today.
Magli. You always get the pronunciation right.
So anyway, feeling great. Glad you're listening, everybody. Got my King of Queens script right here. The actual script that
cool.
has the scene that I'll be cutting this weekend.
Don't lose that. Keep that as a souvenir. You're going to have it signed by all the cast members?
No. Signed by the cast members. I actually thought that we would start the show today by giving you some of the King of Queens stuff from the show that I'm going out to do this weekend. Of course, Mike's going to be at the President's Cup this weekend.
That's right.
With Tiger Woods and all the other famous golfers. Yeah. So we're both off doing things that we really love.
Right.
However, we're going to start today with a piece of Don and Mike theater.
Very good.
Now, this is something I very rarely... We'll give a lot of credit to Buzz,
mm-hmm.
you know, because I love Buzz, but mm-hmm. it's our job on the show to, you know, to bust Buzz's balls.
To right. diminish him and give him as little credit as humanly possible.
because frankly, we're very insecure, both
right.
of us, and, we know that people generally hate us, but love him.
Well, and, you know, over the years, we've determined that he's, you know, kind of a smarty pants.
and he's got that whole thing going from, you know, because I'm nice.
Right, of course.
You know, that whole rap going. But I'm going to give Buzz his props today. You remember yesterday on the show? And this is a work in progress now. This job is not completed yet. Yesterday on the show, the guy who calls in and pretends to be a girl,
mm-hmm.
we had him call. We got that, Robbie?
And his message that he left for Joe is on Real One right
okay.
now.
So this guy calls the show just to talk about, I think he wanted to talk about plastic vaginas.
Yeah, he wanted to talk about a buddy of his that had, and he ended right. up telling the story, and the story wasn't nearly as good as his imitation of a woman.
Right, so...
a generic said, imitation of
right,
a woman.
Right, so I said to him, hey, call our agent. Because, you know, it's always fun to screw with our agent.
Yes.
Let's face it. The guy takes a percent of our income for doing absolutely dick.
And we always, when we want to really pull a prank, we always, you know, you have to ask people's permission to go on the radio. And we say, well, who's one person we don't have to do this with? Our agent.
Right.
Of course. He's not going to get mad.
So I said to the guy with the girlish voice, I said, call and leave a message for our agent that you've been knocked up by Mike Elston, by Buzz Burbank, because that's Buzz's real name. So he left a message for Ephraim, and he screwed it up. So I'm pretty sure I hit the delete button.
Oh, good.
And then we said, leave the message for Joe Coyne, who is one of our agent's henchmen.
And you thought it'd be funny to have a little sketch where Buzz has impregnated some listener.
Yeah, so before we get to the next part of the sketch,
right.
let's go back to yesterday's show mm-hmm. to when I asked the guy who has the girlish voice to leave a message for our agent on behalf of Buzz Burbank.
That's correct.
And here, it's on Real One, Robbie? Okay, so here's the message that was left yesterday afternoon.
Hi, this is Joe Coyne. I'm away from my phone right now, so leave a message and I shall get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Hi, Joe. How are you? My name is Tina Richard. I was just calling in reference to Michael Elston. We seem to have a problem. I'm a little worried, and I wanted to know if you can get a hold of him, because I met him at an appearance probably, I don't know, about a week ago.
See, this is not only funny because it's so funny
to goof on our agent.
Guy. It's a guy pretending to be a girl.
That's what makes it all come
yeah.
together.
But it really sounds realistic.
Right.
So anyway, he continues with the message.
Well, I'm just curious to see. I haven't talked to him since then, and I found out recently that I'm late. So if you can, please, please, give me a call back. Actually, you know what? I don't want you to call back. I will call you back around 3 o'clock tomorrow. Thank you very much. Bye.
Now,
very upset.
That call was made. The message was received by the agent. Nobody hears anything today.
I'm just laughing at that guy's voice, too.
Now, wait till you hear the second part of
it. Okay, all right.
So today, before the show, and this is where I'm going to give Buzz his props,
right?
He's got more balls than me. I wouldn't do this scam, but then again, I'm not Buzz.
Right.
Buzz called Joe Coyne,
right,
to tell Joe Coyne that there was a girl he'd met at an appearance
that he impregnated.
He believes he knocks has knocked up.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on tape one. So now, here's the call that was made about an hour ago from Buzz to our agent's henchman.
Very good.
Joe Coyne.
All right.
Hello, Joe Coyne.
Hello, Joe.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Mike Elston calling.
How are you?
I'm well, I've been better. I was hoping I wouldn't have to make this call, and maybe you can help me out. I don't know.
Just let me say, I don't want to keep stopping the tape, but I just want to tell you, Buzz's performance on this is perfect. It's so perfect,
right?
You might think he's been through it before. I mean, really,
right?
Buzz is outstanding on
okay,
this.
Okay, very good.
I didn't know who else to call. There's this girl. Her name is Tina.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been calling the show lately, and you know, thankfully Don keeps dumping her calls out of the show, you know, with the delay. But she just keeps calling, and I'm not sure what to do. I met her at an appearance about 5 or 6 weeks ago. We did one of those Las Vegas style shows, you know, in D.C.
You met her where?
At one of our Las Vegas style shows. That's what we call our public appearances that we make. And we had one in D.C. I don't know, a month and a half ago, I guess.
At an appearance, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And
her appearance, I couldn't.
No, one of our appearances. That's where I met her. And and anyway, she keeps calling now, and I'm a little concerned because, you know, I was maybe less than discreet. And now she keeps calling and saying she's late and that she thinks she's pregnant.
Does she have any reason to think she should be pregnant?
Well, she says she's late. That's, you know, that's all I know so far.
As far as you know, does she have any reason to think she should be pregnant?
Well, you know, I guess that would be possible.
Okay.
Any advice?
Oh, geez. Where's she from?
I guess Northern Virginia. I don't.
Okay, listen, I got to stop this.
Buzz, that is a phenomenal performance.
Now, listen, I want to tell you something. We prompted Buzz with a lot of the stuff.
Right.
However, the big one that he drops here,
right,
with your credit, this is a Buzz Burbank ad lib.
Very good. Okay, good.
The next thing that Buzz says, this is an ad lib, and it was beautiful, Buzz. Beautifully done.
I think she came into the city, you know, for the show.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure. I'm not even sure where.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, but you met her in Virginia?
No, in D.C. We had a Las Vegas style show in the district.
Oh, in the district. Okay.
Yeah. Has this anything like this ever come up before? I mean, do you have any advice or?
I don't recall this having come up before, I must admit.
Wow.
But let me. Where are you at? Are you at the station now?
Yeah, yeah.
When do you go on the air?
3.
3
Eastern time.
2 o'clock our time.
Yeah. You know, for whatever it's worth, Marcia's been, you know, supportive. I told her about it already. But
uh-huh. Wait, that's not the bombshell.
You know, I'm pretty nervous about, you know, what might happen or the publicity or.
And we don't need any bad publicity, that's for sure.
No, no, that wouldn't be good.
I'm at a loss right now.
Good for him.
Wait,
let
Buzz.
Me,
Buzz is coming up with a great one.
Let me noodle it around and can I get back to you?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Where would be the best? When would be a good time to get back to you? And where would be the best place, either at home or at the station?
I guess at the station would be fine until the show starts. I mean, you know, if you get back in the next 45 minutes or whatever. Otherwise, at home this evening would be fine.
Okay. But you say you've told Marcia and she knows what the story is?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, I had no idea she was 17.
Rewind that. That was Buzz's ad-lib. And you got to hear Quinn's reaction.
Oh, my God.
Buzz told me, I had no idea she was 17.
Otherwise, at home this evening would be fine.
Okay. But you say you've told Marcia and she knows what the story is?
Yeah, yeah. You know, and you know, I had no idea she was 17.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, let me get back to you.
Okay. Yeah, you know, it'd probably be best if you called me at home. The show's getting close. And,
okay. Let me, I want to get Don's advice with respect to this, too.
Okay.
And let me call you back.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate it.
Okay, Mike. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Hey, bravo.
There's our agent in a crisis.
Bravo. Yeah, never had anything like this
pressure
before.
Under fire.
Again, beautiful job, Buzz.
Thank you.
Oh, that is
beautiful
too
job.
Funny.
Now, that brings us to the next step.
Yes.
Either in the next couple of minutes, the guy with the fake voice calls in,
mm-hmm.
or we put Lisa on a telephone,
right?
And we call up Ephraim's office, and Lisa pretends,
right, exactly.
that she's Tina.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And Rob said to me, "Well, how would the pregnant girl know to call the agent?" Well, it's obvious because we've mentioned the agent's name on the
right,
air. And
exactly.
And if the father, Buzz, is not taking the telephone calls,
right.
well, then who else is she going to call?
Exactly.
Right?
Very good.
Now, have I gone home?
Yeah. Oh, okay. And incidentally,
Buzz is home for the day?
Buzz is gone for the day. Buzz is out for the
okay.
day.
Oh,
so I think what we're going to do is get Lisa on a phone now.
Right.
Hey, Lisa? What, or is this the guy with the fake voice? Hello?
This is the guy with the fake voice.
Ah,
that was
perfect.
Great, Buzz.
Thank you.
All right, beautiful. Oh. We'll use you now. Listen, you can't F this up.
All right, man.
You got to stick with the voice.
Cool.
And what's your name again? Tina?
Yeah, I said Tina Richards.
Tina Richards. Okay. What we're going to do...
Okay.
Actually, you know what?
What's up?
I'm just going to have you make the call and not even have Mike or I or Buzz involved in this.
Okay.
We're just going to have you what, Robbie?
The only thing that's a discrepancy that just to be careful about is I thought on the call yesterday he said a month ago. On the message for Joe Coyne, he said that he met Buzz a week ago. So I think you should stick with the fact that it was a month, 5 weeks ago, because you wouldn't be able to know you're late. In
a week
one
ago
week.
And I'm late.
Buzz is mighty fertile, but he's that fertile.
These are details that I don't think our agent is going to grasp.
I would just
I think
stick
he's
to
got worried about the 17-year-old fact right now.
Five or six
Sorry.
Weeks ago.
So again, when you call this guy, and I'm going to dial the number up now, you ask for either Don, Ephraim, or Joe Coyne. You say that you're Tina. And the reason that you're calling is that you can't get a hold. How you doing, Buzz?
I'm all right.
We're going to tell them this is a joke.
Yeah, we're not going to drag this out too long.
And incidentally, have you hipped Marcia to the fact that we're doing this yet?
Yes, yeah, I did.
Okay, all right.
She knows what's going on.
We want her to be supportive.
You know, we'll bring in the bells and whistles, the noisemakers, and all the big music, you know, when we get to a certain point with this.
So you're going to call and say, "Hi, listen, I called yesterday and left a message.
This is October Fools.
I'm very disturbed. Because, you know, Mike Elston won't return my phone calls. I've heard them mention your name on the air. I was not able to get a hold of anybody at WJFK.
Ideally, it would be good to get Don on the phone.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the real nice thing right here.
If I'm bothered by anything, it's that he believed it.
Yeah. Well, what?
Mike Elston.
Right.
Right. So listen now, you're on your own.
All right.
Use that girl voice. Don't let us down.
Here we go.
Because I got Lisa standing by.
Cool.
You're on your own. Ask for Don or Joe.
Hello, Ephraim and Associates. May I speak to Don or Joe, please? Yes, who's calling? Yes, this is Tina Richards. Tina Richards? Excuse me? I'm sorry, you said Tina Richards? Yes, Tina Richards. May I speak to Gardner? Yeah, I had called him yesterday about something kind of personal. Okay, and you want to speak to Joe or Don? Preferably Don. Okay, just a moment. Thank you.
All right, you're doing good.
Tina Richards.
But don't forget, you're just calling there because you can't get through on the show.
Right.
You can't get through at the business line.
He won't
Oops, I'm sorry, Mike.
He won't talk to me. Remember that. He won't return my calls.
And no one at WJFK will take the call.
Right on.
You have the noisemaker standing by?
Yeah, I'll let it play out.
Yeah? I'm sorry, Don's out of the office right now, so I tried contacting Joe, and he's still in his lunch meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a number I could leave for them to get a hold of you at?
I'd rather call back.
It's okay.
It's kind of important.
I'm sorry, what?
It's kind of important.
Okay, I'll let him know that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, now listen, we're going to have your call back.
No problem, man. I'm off today.
No. I want you to call back now and say that there must be someone in the office who you can speak to. And I don't want you to ask for this guy by name.
All right.
But
I have a personal matter with one of their clients, Mike Elston.
And it's imperative I speak to someone in your office now.
All right, cool.
Okay?
All right. All right.
Elliot. Yeah, but how would...
She would know.
Yeah, she would know.
We mentioned Elliot on the air before. Is there another agent I could talk to? Is there another attorney I could talk to?
All right, there you go.
Hello, are you from Minnesota?
Hi, yes, I just called like 1 second ago.
Yes.
It's really important. Is there like another agent maybe I can talk to? I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's not a problem. I wouldn't know who to direct the call to not knowing anything about the matter. Are you looking for representation?
No, I'm not. I'm calling about a personal matter involving Mike Elston.
Okay.
I really don't feel comfortable talking to you about it.
Sure, there's no problem. Let me try, I'll try contacting someone. I'll just tell him it's personal. Thank you very much. You're welcome.
Yeah, who knows?
Do you know who that is?
No.
She'll try contacting someone, she said.
What would be great is when we finally tell them a joke, it's a joke, and they realize it's a guy.
I know.
Hey, listen, if our agent ever did anything at all to help our careers,
right,
we wouldn't have to every 2 or 3 months stop the show to bust his chops.
I know. It's fun.
Because our agent does.
Hey, I got news for you. The best move we made yesterday was having Buzz do it. Because if you and I were involved, they don't trust us already.
Right, but they trust Buzz. Everybody trusts Buzz.
I was still surprised he bought it the way he did.
Right. Well, Buzz, come on. You know, you got that serpent in your pants.
We're like, everybody knows that, Buzz.
And then we got Tina, who's a guy. That's still what makes me laugh. Hello. A little nervous voice. And he's great.
Yes,
he's
fantastic.
That's a guy who's called us plenty of times.
Oh, he's duped us, so we decided we'd use him.
Fooled us and pretended that he's a girl. A girl.
Thank you for waiting. My name is Vanessa Harris. I'm really sorry, but no one is available at the moment to take your call. If you like, you could...
Well, I do here.
Pardon? Excuse me? Hello?
You forgot.
Hey, don't get off the phone.
You forgot.
Hey, hello?
Yes.
Hey, how are you?
I'm fine.
I'm trying to reach an agent. I've had a problem here.
Okay. What I could do, all of our attorneys are out at the moment.
Great.
Not available to take a call, but if you could give me your name, your number, and just...
Excuse me, will you please get off the phone?
He's good.
And just give me, you know, a brief description of what the call is a reference to.
I'm sorry, my brother's was talking to me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. And then I could forward on the message to the appropriate person.
And who would this be?
It would either be David or Elliot Ephraim.
Ephraim.
But can I just call you back? And this is really important, ma'am. Please.
Okay. Now let me get your name.
Tina.
Could you spell that?
T-I-N-A.
Oh, Tina. Your last name, Tina?
Richard.
Mm-hmm. R-I.
Richard.
R-I-C-H?
Yes. A-R.
A-R-D.
Yes.
And let me get your phone number in the event that someone comes in before.
It's, ma'am, this is really, I'd really like to talk to Don.
Oh, you need to speak to Don.
Yeah, please. And I asked for any agent, but it's just because it's a personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like a personal matter, and I really need to talk to him.
Okay. I'll definitely put this note, and as soon as if his sons come in or are available to take your call, I'll make sure that they get it.
Okay.
Is that okay?
Thank you very much, ma'am.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Do you want to leave your number?
Can I call? What time are you expecting him?
Good. This guy's good.
You know?
I can't. I don't even know for sure what time they will be available. But I could, if I had your number, if they called in,
I talked to him yesterday. He knows what it should be in reference to. So.
To Don, you talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, I left a message on his machine, and I haven't. It's a long story. So.
Okay, but you sure don't want to leave a phone number?
That's fine, ma'am.
Okay.
I'll call back in a little while.
Okay, we'll check back in about 30 minutes.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Bravo. Well,
you
done.
Are good.
I got stunned.
No, you handled that from
her. I liked it when you used your own voice and then you said it was your brother.
I thought that was a recording.
No, beautifully done.
Sounds like a computer.
It did sound like a recording. No, you're doing it perfectly.
Beautifully done. Okay, well then, I guess let's meet in 30 minutes again.
We'll have you on the phone, Tina. We'll get you on with hopefully the big guy, and then we'll pull the pull the curtain up.
Hey Tina, give your phone number to Lisa.
All right, right on.
So we can call you back.
Cool, man.
Listen, we're gonna hook you up with some kind of great prize because you're really, you're beautiful at this.
Good job. I appreciate it, guys.
You're real good.
Right on.
And understand, we wouldn't do this except our agent does. Dick for us.
So every once in a while, he deserves to have his chain dragged a little bit.
He sounded like it when you guys were playing that. I was rolling.
Yeah,
that's great.
It's fun.
Well, the guy who Buzz talked to is one of the underlings. Joe.
Yeah, he's the only guy that works in that office.
One of the henchmen.
Why he's always available.
Right. Cool. Okay, thank you. Hold on.
All right.
Give Lisa that phone number.
All right, cool. Guys.
Hold on. And Buzz, this charade will only continue for another few moments.
Oh, it'll be fine.
And again, our thanks.
Yes, absolutely. Buzz Burbank and Tina. Tina Richards, ladies and gentlemen. Fantastic job, everybody.
She was only 17.
I didn't know.
She was only 17, and he did not know.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God damn, that's beautiful.
And then, of course, hey, here we go. We came in all the music. Say hi. It's a guy.
Yeah. We just want to know how come
you're... There's no underage pregnancy. It's a guy.
We just want to know how come you're not doing anything for our career.
Really?
How come you're just sitting on your ass in Chicago collecting paychecks constantly? Not doing a thing for us.
Oh, my God.
You know, and if anything, Ephraim should be calling Ken.
Right.
Yeah. Ephraim should just be on Ken's ass.
Because he does.
Trying to get us off the night. Oh, no. No, wait.
Okay.
Listen, thankfully for you, Buzz, Donald Ephraim, our agent, he's not that bright.
Yeah,
to make a call to Ken now because you have maybe knocked up a 17-year-old.
Yeah, they're out having lunch.
Right.
No, listen.
They're out eating.
And Ephraim needs to call Ken, to get this issue of getting us off tape delay in New York.
Absolutely.
To get us on in Philadelphia.
Right.
We had another grand Ken Stevens show today.
Yeah, the Ken Stevens show.
Really?
Part 25 million.
Yeah, before the show, we're sitting in the office, and Ken comes in, and again, he sheepishly comes in. Here's the thing with Ken. He has something he wants to say to us.
Right.
But he doesn't just come out and say it.
Right. Today it was a familiar pattern. Ken walks by, I see him, I'm sitting on the couch in the office. Ken walks by, I give him a big wave, and you see him go by. And then you know he's coming back, and he comes back, and then he kind of slinks into the office.
He slinks in, and he talks to us for a second, just for half a second. He's really got nothing to say. And then Broyhill comes in the office, and at this point, Broyhill, just because he's a daft prick, walks right by Ken, sits next to me at the desk.
Yeah, but before he does that, he wiggles his fingers over Ken's head. Gives him like the devil sign with all his fingers moving above Ken's head.
So then he comes over and he just sits down in the chair next to the desk with me and starts talking to me about stuff for the show, leaving Mike with Ken. So Mike and Ken are making this awkward small talk while Broyhill and I are virtually ignoring them.
Yeah, and I'm left to Ken. It's me and Ken. Mano y mano.
So Mike gets done placating Ken. Broyhill gets done telling me the stuff about the show. Ken leaves the office. As he leaves, I turn and look at Mike. We smile.
Yeah, we always have to be careful because sometimes, after all these years, we still forget sometimes that he does the double back.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we'll be laughing out loud when he comes back into the office and he'll know exactly what's going on.
And sure as S, he did the double walk. He came back in with what I'm sure he wanted to say in the very first place.
I'm sure.
Came back and he said, and incidentally, guys, for the record, I didn't hug Opie and Anthony last week.
Yeah, that was what he wanted to say the whole time.
Right. Mm-hmm. He has a problem with confrontation. And, we have no problem with the success of Opie and Anthony on WNEW. More power to them.
No, and the gist of what we were saying was beware of the hug.
Right. Mm-hmm. That don't trust that because that's
an old act.
That's something we've gotten from him. And when we're number one in the ratings, he always says, hey, have I told you guys I love you? you know, you're the greatest, and he's doing the same crap with them. And frankly, we know that we're not the first that have gotten this fake I love you from Ken.
Absolutely.
Because frankly, the son of a bitch will sell you out in a second. As soon as your ratings start to go down, he's on your ass like nothing.
Right. So he's trying to placate us. He says, I didn't take them, I didn't hug them. I took them out to lunch. I bought them lunch. And then we both look at each other, and he knows immediately that he's made a terrible error
but
here.
We said to him, oh, you've never taken us out to lunch.
Never done anything for us.
You've never done anything for us.
And then I foolishly, and I have to apologize for this,
yeah.
I foolishly helped him out. Just like I'm the listener's friend, I was Ken's friend by saying, well, there was that one time you brought in the champagne and the strippers after we were number one. And Don gave me a look. He didn't say anything, but Don gave me a look like saying, there you go, helping him. You know, when it'd be more fun, as I agree, it'd be more fun to watch him squirm out of this.
Because he didn't even remember that one time he had done something nice for
him. He had done something. He had no memory of it whatsoever, and then it was his opportunity to, you know, to slink out of the room again, to get out of there as fast as he could.
Don't forget that one time,
right?
I did do something for you guys.
Yeah. Sure,
I did, and then we had to sit through his. You know, the other thing he loves doing is trying to validate to us what an effed up station WNEW is.
Right.
The smart thing to do on WNEW is to fix the morning show.
Yes.
Because they got no ratings. To fix the morning show on WNEW, because you have to compete, you either put Opie and Anthony on in the morning, and you put us on in the afternoon, or you put us on in the morning, and you leave them on in the afternoon. Both scenarios that I know have been discussed umpteen million times, and everybody knows why those options were always turned down. Okay? It's all the stuff with the newspaper and the stuff we can't talk about. So they're running a station that virtually has no chance of ever winning in the big scheme because they're not competitive in the morning.
Right.
So then he says to us, hey, but you know, with the Yankees and the Mets in the World Series and the Giants and the Jets doing so well, really feel it's the right time to have that sports show on.
Yeah.
Really feel it's the right time to have that sports show on. We don't say anything to him.
I think he's all proud of himself.
Yeah. And I think one of these, he said, even if it fails, at least they will say that I had a good idea.
Yeah. A little window into his mind.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's so frustrating for us for the obvious reasons that we know that that station could be a winner immediately.
Right.
Yeah.
You either put ONA in the morning and put us in the afternoon, or hell, we'll get up in the morning. Put us up on the... We're not afraid of going on against anybody in New York.
No, not at all. It'd be a lot of fun.
There's nobody in that market we're afraid of.
It'd be big fun.
Right. We're up for it. That had been the original plan,
right,
on WNEW a year ago. They had actually talked to us about doing the morning show on that station before they put us on at night.
Sure.
And we said we'd do it. And then they came back and said, we can't do it, because you know why.
Yeah, make too much trouble.
Right.
That's what it would be. Either way, either scenario, make too much trouble.
So he comes in today, and you know, basically what he wants to do is, see, the thing is, he's now the general manager of too many disc jockeys. And he can't keep all the disc jockeys happy.
Right.
Exactly. Right?
He's placating all over the place. And it's, you know, in the meantime, while you placate, you know, you could be winning, but you're not winning because you're placating.
So what he's doing is, when the numbers come out last Friday, you know, he's calling me up on the speakerphone and he's saying, hey, congratulations, you know, you're up to number two in demo, you're doing great. The meantime, you know, he's hugging them and kissing them. Our ratings will come out tomorrow. The DC ratings come out tomorrow. I'm sure we'll be number one again. He'll hug us and tell us that we are number one.
Mm-hmm.
Then he'll go up there and he'll say to them, oh, listen, they're number one, but they're just number one in DC. I really love you guys the best.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You know, and the whole time, the goddamn station in New York is falling apart.
Right.
Because, really, they've got maybe 8 hours of broadcasting a day worth having on the station.
Yeah, he's handcuffed. That's what he says. And it's frustrating for us because we feel handcuffed, too.
Right.
Because we know that, you know, we don't, you know, we love being on that radio station, but we know we're not on where we can do that station the most good.
A radio station could be a big, gigantic winner. But you can't be a winner if you're not competitive in the morning.
That's right.
And I don't care if the Mets play the Yankees in the World Series and the Giants play the Jets in the Super Bowl and the Devils play the Rangers in hockey.
Right.
And the Knicks play the Nets in the NBA. Nobody's going to listen to that dumb sports crap.
No, they got to get a good show on in the morning. Got to do that. That's what they have to do.
Right. And, you know,
they got to get one of the known commodities on in the morning. That's
right.
What they have to do.
Right.
Either or. And we've already given our blessing to either scenario.
Right. Move them or move us.
Right.
Just do it, for Christ's sake. Just do it.
Forget about it.
But no, can't do that. Got to be more concerned with, you know, listen, I didn't hug them. I just took them out to lunch.
Right.
You know, and really, it doesn't matter a hill of beans to us.
No, it doesn't.
It's just the fact that the guy's such a two-face. You know, the guy can't just come in and say, hey, listen, they're doing a great job for me up there. I'm happy that they're having success. I'm happy that you're having success.
I'm, you know, satisfied to, you know, just have my night show, my afternoon show doing very well.
You can't say that.
You can't say that.
You can't do it.
It's the truth. I mean, it's just like, you know, it's so frustrating.
Right.
It really is frustrating for us because we, you know, we're ready now, you know, and I think we're seeing what's happening. You know, we're making the progress in the evenings, and, you know, that's what they wanted to see. We're showing it to them.
It's happening. And furthermore, there's another guy in New York that is pissing me off, and I cannot go to this website anymore. Somebody told me about a website, and generally I don't go look at all this crap, but it's called the New York Radio Message Board.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, from what I've been able to find out, it's run by a guy, a radiophile, mm-hmm. a guy who's in love with the old WABC back when they used to play records.
Right.
And when you log onto this website, he even has the jingle singers who made him a jingle, where it goes, 77WABC.com.
Right.
So he's one of these guys, a guy who lives in the past and wishes that the great WABC of 25 years ago was still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when you get past all of this guy's J-O-ing over, you know, Ron Lundy and Dan Ingram and all Harry Harrison, you scroll down to this thing where it says New York City Radio Message Board. And I go on there a couple of days ago, and I'm looking, and this guy... And I wrote his name down, the guy who runs this board, Alan Sniffin.
Hi, Alan Sniffin.
Which is his ass, because he hates us.
Right.
And this guy's, and it's just a message board.
Right.
But it's a message board that apparently a lot of people in New York radio look at and read.
He passionately hates us, huh?
He hates us, says that we're boring.
Right.
He hates us, says that we're boring because we're syndicated, we'll never succeed, that the show is doomed to fail. You know, and I'm reading this, and I'm thinking, this is some guy who lives in his mother's basement.
Mom!
Who has made an entire website devoted to a radio station that changed format 20 years ago.
Right, exactly. It's old news.
And not only is he on there writing his, you know, BS opinions about every radio station in New York.
Right. Well, he's hated us from the beginning.
Yeah, he's got a lot of opinions about us.
Mm-hmm.
But I like nothing. You know, it's like...
He had that opinion, I mean, from day one. At
right.
least he's been consistent about it. I mean, you know, that shows you how much research he put into it. Yeah, absolutely.
And that just fuels more of this stuff with Ken, where I get to think, like, you know, Jesus, I sure do wish we were on live there so we could just shove it up Alan Sniffin's ass.
Sniffin' anal vapors.
And I know that, you know... He's a nobody, and he's some loser who's running a website that's devoted
right.
to a radio station that went off the air 20 years ago.
And then he throws us in at the end. I hate them.
Right, hate them. Never succeed. Hey, listen, Alan Sniffin, if you're so smart, if you're so great, how come you're not doing it? How come you're not doing it? How come you're jerking off to Ron Lindy from 20 years ago? Hey, Alan Sniffin.
Alan Sniffin.
You ever been number one at anything? Ever, besides chronically masturbating
with the door locked,
we got plenty of experience on this show.
Would you say his name was Alan Pupkin?
Yeah, Rupert Sniffin. We got plenty of experience on this show being number one in the ratings,
Alan Sniffin,
and we've had limited success thus far on WNEW,
but it's going in the right direction. That's what matters.
But there's no doubt that we're having success.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like nothing better than just to shove it up his ass and Scott Shannon's ass and Steve Kushner's ass.
Mm-hmm.
All those people in New York. Because, you know, this is the thought, and this is not the thought of the people who listen to the radio in New York, but the people who are in the media, and a guy like this, a radiophile,
right,
who wants to be in the media but is on the outside looking in. They have an inflated opinion of themselves in New York, the media people in New York, that a show from outside
right.
could never win. And for goodness sakes, a show from outside the city that's run on a 3-hour tape delay, well, that could never work either because, well, this is New York City.
Well, I think we're proving every day that that's not true.
Right.
And that's why the naysayers like Mr.
Sniffin,
you know, he'll know and he'll learn.
Yeah, and if you guys out there want to laugh, I'm not sure what the site is, but here's what you do. Go to Yahoo. Do this right now, Buzz.
Okay.
Type in WABC Music Radio.
Okay.
Type that in as your search.
Is that how you find Sniffin?
Yeah. Well, that's how I found it. Somebody told me that I should...
Sniffin?
Somebody told me, like, when we signed on there 8 months ago, somebody told me that I should go...
You know, there was one good disc jockey on WABC.
Oh, there sure was. Like, that's the stuff that this guy's J.O. ain't to.
Sure.
Okay. You go to WABC, Buzz?
Yeah, I'm going to Yahoo first, which wasn't set up here. I had to find Yahoo first.
All right, don't worry. You got plenty of time to knock up 17-year-olds. But no time to get on the website.
Yeah, we're just a few minutes away, Buzz, from that follow-up phone call, too.
And as a matter of fact, every time we go to NEW,
right.
You noticed on the computers and the radio station... Mm-hmm. Everybody in the radio station reads this stupid message board.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's for whatever reason, people in the business read this. You know, it's the insider crap. I mean, it's that whole thing.
I know it is, and in the big scheme, it doesn't bother me, but in the little scheme, it does. And I don't care that there's like...
Yeah, but, you know, we're never going to change this guy's mind. I put this guy right up with the columnists that we've had, the guys that have agendas. We couldn't do anything. We could not do anything. We could overhaul this show. We could change every aspect of this show. It would not change his mind. He has an agenda, much like... The guy at the Post has an agenda.
Yeah, but you know what? I'll give those guys at least this amount of credit. They're working on real media outlets.
Absolutely. This is something that the guy got himself.
This is a guy,
no real effort required.
This is the guy in the basement of his house who listens to every station in New York and writes these detailed critiques about...
His mother probably suggested he do it.
You're on that computer talking radio with your friends. You ought to have your own website.
Mom, good idea, Mom. Imagine this. The guy goes to the Jam Jingle Company and pays to have them sing a jingle for his tribute to a radio station that went off the air 25 years ago.
And you know when he's done with that with his own website. You know, he goes to all the websites. Catlover.com.
I have the website. I'm looking for the message board now. Where on the website?
All right. Are you on WABC?
Yes.
All right. Scroll down to the bottom.
Okay.
Past all the stuff where he has like... Cousin Brucey playlist.
Right.
Ron Lundy pictures.
Ron Lundy.
Go all the way down to where it says New York Radio Message Board.
Okay.
And everybody listening, this is how you find this, incidentally.
It's still loading. It's gone down so far as WABC disc jockeys in 1972. So we're almost 20 years ago now.
George Michael in there?
Yeah, he's in here. In fact, I think they have air checks of him.
803 Chicago!
It's pathetic. And... You know, when we have a meeting with Ken, like the meeting we had today, you know, the whole equation, the whole thing about being in New York, that's when it all just kind of...
Overwhelmed.
Yeah, it feels like the top of my head's going to come off. It's like, you know, Jesus Christ, you know, you got a guy like this on the website writing that we suck, which is a small part of it, but you have the people in the New York media who generally don't pay any attention to WNEW,
right.
You know, because the station has not had a lot of success. And really, the reason that the station's not had a lot of success outside of the Opie and Anthony show is because the management's got no balls.
Right.
They got no balls.
I mean, it's kind of a... It's not really... An enterprise, you know what I mean? In my opinion, it's not a real radio station when the attitude is not just to go out like every other radio station and get ratings and win. The attitude is more to just survive, just coexist in harmony.
Mm.
You know what I mean? It's not a normal way to approach running a radio station, and that's why we're frustrated, because we are on that radio station that does not have the normal approach. And until they have the normal approach, there's no way we can be happy, because we have thrived at radio stations that have the normal approach, which is you get on there, we make this radio station as successful as possible, and we kick the crap out of the competition. That is not the attitude there.
That's all we want. I mean, if they put us on in the morning in New York and we get our asses handed to us, that's fine. Hey, say, hey, you know what? It didn't work out. The people of New York didn't embrace us.
Yeah.
Well, I'm telling you, we're on a tape delay, and I'm seeing growth already. But I can only imagine if we were on live in New York, you know, and the only two places to put us on live is either afternoons or mornings.
Right.
That's it. Are you there yet, Buzz?
Yeah, it's loaded the rest of the page, but some of the graphics are missing, so I'm still looking at the bottom of the webpage.
Just scroll down to the bottom.
I'm there.
Where it says New York Radio Message Board.
Is Is that, there's a, yeah, wait a minute. There's
all the way almost to the bottom.
Yeah, I'm at the bottom, but I'm not seeing it.
No. Never mind, Buzz.
Here it is. Got it.
You know, I'm not going to get mad at you because you did a great job.
He did an awesome job.
You did a great job with the play acting.
I got the message
board. Tom Gavin would say he did awesome.
Right. Okay, now click on the message board.
I'm there.
Okay. Now let's see. What does it say? What are some of the topics?
Let's see. Charles McCord. No one ever gives him credit. Tourist radio.
Scroll down.
Can't talk about WFAN. Let's go Mets. ABC changes. Will Pendarvis.
See if there's anything about AW.
Syndicated shows. I'm not seeing any W.
Keep scrolling down.
Rocky Allen. Arbitrons. CBS.
I mean, it's really ridiculous.
You know.
I shouldn't get so worked up about it, but I do. I can't help.
Right now, he's fully turgid right now. If he's hearing this, he's fully turgid.
Imus, ONA.
All right, go to ONA, see what it says about them.
It says, Imus just called ONA
gutless,
it says. Yeah, there are several messages about that. Those are the latest, I think.
Are there any from Alan Sniffen? Because he's the board moderator.
And I think he was up at the top of the page.
And here's the other thing that he does.
Right.
Every week, he comes on with his reflections of the New York market.
What is that column called? Sniffin' Glue?
And what you do is you click on if you have a real audio player.
Right.
And it's not written. You actually hear the guy.
Here's the way I feel.
Yeah. I was here.
And the voice has to sound like that, right? Does it sound?
Why is it the WPLJ does the 80s at 8 every night? Don't we all wish it? We could be Rob. This is Lean Jean. I was listening to CBS FM, and I heard them play The Police, Every Breath You Take. This song came out in 1983, and I don't understand what is going on at radio station. Hey, what's going on WNEW? The Don and Mike show is an abomination. How can you run a syndicated show from out of town on a tape delay? This show stinks. This will never make it. This is poor management at WNEW.
Listen, Dick. Ed, if you want to write your thoughts about the poor management of WNEW, get it straight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't blame us.
Right.
Okay? We're winners. We do a show that people like to listen to.
There you go, Mr. Sniffin.
Okay?
Sniffin.
Why don't you look at some of the numbers we have?
All right, we're not set the world on fire yet, but Jesus Christ, we're on tape delay in New York.
Yeah, we're going the right direction. That's the important thing. We're moving forward. We are improving the ratings, and that is, you know, that's the way it works.
NEW as a station would be so easy to fix if either Ken or Jeremy would just make a fist.
Absolutely.
That's all they got to do is just make a fist and say, you know what? You're right. It's effed up.
This is the way it is.
We got to have a morning show.
Sure.
We got to have an afternoon show.
Yeah.
Because I guarantee you're not going to get any ratings talking about the Mets and the Yankees every morning on your radio station.
No way.
It ain't going to work. So that's the Ken Stevens show for today.
Wonderful show. Always quality to see Mr. Stevens.
Great show. Sorry, that was a bit of a rant, and I'm not sure where it came from, actually.
Well, it was nice, though. It's nice because it means you're back. You were talking about the agent and how he should be making a call to Ken about this very subject.
Yes, right.
And was there ever anything on that website about...
I found a link that says, syndicated shows in New York City, Why Bother? By Alan Sniffen, but I clicked on it and it says there was no response. Server could be down or is not responding.
Oh, all right.
So I'll keep trying until comes up.
Sure, that's why, you know. So he hates all syndicated programming in New York City.
No, but he hates us. He hates Ron and Fez.
Okay, very good.
He hates Leslie Gold.
Yes, of course he does.
He hates everybody.
He does. He hates the hater.
Because he knows it all.
We're lovers, he's a hater.
Because he's a guy in his basement with a computer, and he knows it all.
Mom!
What have you ever done, Alan Sniffen? You ever worked at a real radio station?
Probably puts his appendage in macaroni and cheese after his mom makes it for him.
Oh, it's so warm and squishy. I wonder if this feels like a real woman. I was listening to Jammin' 105 this weekend and heard Philadelphia Freedom by Elton John. That is a beautiful... I mean, I'm quoting your verbatim stuff this guy's written. This is a beautiful programming move.
At least we all go back to the 1970s, so he's obviously going to be a guy in his 40s.
Oh, older than that.
Maybe older than that.
I'm a huge fan of the CBS FM doo-wop show on Saturday night.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
No wonder he hates us.
He loves that. Oh, please, FM. FM of the horse he rode in on.
Sniffin?
Right. Hey, Sniffin.
Sniffin.
Okay, time out. We gotta do a break.
Yeah.
And you're
know, what, Mike, you're right. I am back.
You're back.
I'm feeling good.
I always know you're back when you're capable of true hatred.
Yeah, I am. I'm angry.
That is how I know.
So everybody, go to that site. Invade that site.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, give Sniffin' a piece of your mind.
Right. Just go to Yahoo and do the search on WABC Music Radio.
Can people talk on it? I mean, they can leave messages.
You can post a message.
I don't see why you couldn't.
Right.
Sure. I mean,
tell them to sniff our butts.
I've seen Anthony from WNEW who actually posts stuff himself on there.
Oh, boy. That's something I will never do.
No, listen, I'll tell you. I'll look at it.
You go over that edge. You might as well. You know what? Just call me Paul Harris if anybody ever sees me doing that.
Amen, brother. I'll look at it.
Jeez.
That's as far as I'll go.
Right.
I'll look at it and I'll sick all you people on it. You go out and do our dirty work, please. But now just clear the line. Yeah. Phone number is 877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller now. And we have a prize package selected especially for you. Call Lisa. She's standing by and good luck.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
Why did he deserve to die, Mr. Guest? Because he was acting like a total ass.
And in your view, people that you perceive to be ass should be killed?
Well, in many cases, it might make the world a better place.
God damn it.
Righto.
The Don and Mike Show.
All right, time for a call 100, and here we go. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this is JJ in Chambersburg.
JJ, you are the 100th caller.
Yeah, how's it going, fellas?
JJ, here you go. Pay-per-view time at the Tyson Galata T-shirt. Courtesy of Comcast, Cox Cable, Tyson versus Galata in demand live on Friday, October 20th. Everybody else call now to order this pay-per-view event. Enjoy it, my friend.
Okay, thank you much.
And look for Mr. 40 in the crowd.
All right.
He's going to be our correspondent at the Tyson Galata fight on Friday night.
Yeah, with his date.
Cool.
And for everybody listening to us New York on WNEW. Now it's your turn to call.
That's right. We are rewarding the good ratings in New York City. Your chance to call right now.
The lines are still open. Phone number 877-365-3636. Don't worry about it because it's a time delay. Time Life operators standing by, ready to take your calls now.
Good luck.
To be the 100th caller from New York right now. What are you doing there, Father Time?
I'm still looking. I'm on page 9 of 12 pages of this bulletin board.
Yeah, Charlie came in here during one of the during the break, said that the computers are messed up. Yeah. Shocker at our station again.
Don't worry about
okay.
it.
Okay.
I mean, we got the message across.
Yeah, I think
you
so.
Know, it's just, you know, I generally don't pay a lot of attention to
rumors.
Movie magazines, Jack.
You don't read them? Because they're all junk.
You know, all the stuff on the internet, yeah. Basically, I ignore. We let Charlie look at it, or else I would get real worked up about all that crap.
Sure.
But this is something that actual people in the radio industry in New York
sure.
have mentioned to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, there are some people like Anthony from WNEW who actually post stuff on this bulletin board.
Yeah, it's not something I'd like to do, but, I mean, that's what people read. And, you know, you look at that stuff, it will drive you insane if you read all the stuff that's out there.
And it's not necessarily the stuff about us that gets me going. I mean, when I logged on this website and I was looking at this guy pontificating about every radio station in New York what's wrong with every station in New York and what they should do to fix it, you know, I'm wondering, gee, if you're so scary smart, how come none of these stations have hired you to fix their station?
Because, you know, he's just existing in his own small, tiny little world, and he's gotten some notoriety on it, and, it, you know, it's something that it'll always be that small world. That world will not be that big.
The guy went to Jam Jingles and had them make a jingle
for his website.
For his website that said 77WABC.com.
He loves the radio.
Jesus.
Old radio.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, okay.
Enough of that. Thank you for the vents, everybody. Now, let's see if your girlfriend is back yet, bud.
Oh, yeah. We're going to check in with Tina Richards right now.
17-year-old Tina Richards.
You know, earlier Buzz was talking to one of our agents, explaining that he had a tryst with Tina Richards, who happens to be a man.
We just want to get this taken care of. Yeah. We don't want them thinking that Buzz has knocked up a 17-year-old any longer than they have to. Hey, hi, it's Don and Mike.
Who?
All right, are you ready, Tina?
Yeah.
Are you going to call
back? Hey, Tina, what's your real first name?
Chris.
Yes. Okay, got to give Chris his proper respect.
Chris is the boy who sounds like a girl.
Yeah, and he's pretending to be Tina Richards.
I can't do the girl voice.
What?
I don't really sound like a girl.
I can do the voice.
You can do the voice, yeah. But you know, you do have a high pitched voice there.
All right, right on.
You sound like a girl when you're trying to sound like a girl.
There
right.
you go, man.
And not a lot of guys can do that, Chris, and it's something to be proud of.
And this time when we call our agent this time, even if they say nobody is there, say that you have to talk to someone about a personal emergency involving one of their clients.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
Hopefully they'll be back.
My help.
Right. If they offer you Joe, take him, too.
Okay.
There we go.
Laughing already.
Just because I'm looking forward to hearing the voice.
All right. Are you ready, Tina?
Yep.
All right. Here next we go. Voice you hear, Tina.
You're on your own.
Hello, Eastman Associates.
Hi, this is Tina Richards again. I called just a couple minutes ago.
Yes.
Has anybody come in yet?
Let me check for you, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
They're all still out eating.
Well, it's obvious they're not out working on our career.
Most attorneys, I think, lunchtime, what, about 10 a.m.? You're back in the office 2, 2:30.
It's after 3 o'clock in Chicago now.
Yeah. Then you get after 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and then, you know, to bed. What a day.
Yeah. He's probably working on some new big deal for Jonathan Brandmeier.
Sure.
You know, one of his clients he cares about. Not us.
Out of sight, out of mind.
That's true, Buzz.
But he's sure fun to have fun with.
Oh, and it's great that we're not on in Chicago.
Yeah.
Because if we were on in Chicago,
he'd know what was going on.
Couldn't
right?
do this. Yeah, we couldn't jerk his chain like we do.
Didn't you all move up a slot with the unfortunate passing of Gene Siskel? So you should be a little more important to him.
No, he still has Ebert and the other guy who Ebert puts a thumb up with.
That show's fallen off the face of the earth, though, hasn't it, really?
Roger Ebert at the movies.
Since Siskel went, your guy went. You know, the guy that you used to like.
I think that is still, if you would ask our agent, that is still the crown jewel of his stable.
Yeah. What is it now? At the Movies with Roger Ebert?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And X.
Mr. X.
Yeah. And the other guy is just totally worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd rather have him just dig up Gene Siskel and prop him up and get some piano wire hooked up to his skeleton. Yeah.
And have a guy that does a reasonable impression of Gene Siskel and go, "You're wrong, Roger."
Yeah, all right.
"You're all wrong as usual, Roger."
You know, you
make him more caustic, though. You know what I mean? Make him more evil. Like, "You fat piece of crap."
You know, and you hook piano wire up to the arms and stuff, and you almost make him dance like a marionette.
Welcome to the House of Wax.
Hello?
Yes?
Hi, who am I speaking to?
This is Elliot.
Elliot, hi. I called yesterday and talked to somebody about a personal matter with one of your clients.
Uh-huh.
And it's Mike Elstein.
Who did you talk to yesterday?
I think Bob.
Bob?
Yeah,
No.
Yeah, or I'm sorry, Don. I don't know what I'm thinking. It's been a long day.
You talked to Don yesterday?
Yes. I don't know if he's told you anything. I hope not. But I really need to talk to you about Mike Elstein. And are you the person that I can talk to? It's kind of important.
Well, what is it about?
When I met Mike about...
Maybe how embarrassed Buzz is.
At a DC show. And I hope this doesn't go anywhere, but I'm late. He knows about it. But he's not returning any of my phone calls. He won't return. I got his house number. He won't return me there. I've tried to reach him at the radio station.
He's so great as a guy.
He's not there either. And he's just, I think he's avoiding me. I don't know what to do. I mean, can you help me at all?
What sort of help would you like?
Okay.
I don't know. I just don't know what to do. Can you reach him for me and let him know that, and you know? I just need something.
I like the silent of the assembly.
What is it that you need?
I need to reach Mike Elston, like, and let him know, and I want to know what I should do.
I heard a voicemail message that you had left here yesterday. Don wasn't in, so I'm not sure.
Excuse me?
Could have spoken to him.
I didn't hear what you said.
Oh, sorry.
Don was not here.
Was it Don's message that he heard? Because Don's message was the one that had us on.
Is he ever going to be in? I mean, I don't. What's the best time to reach him at?
Well, I don't. I guess the point is, you said you talked to him before.
Yeah, I talked to him. I mean, on his voicemail, I left a message. I didn't speak to him exactly. But I don't want him to call me back. I know it's I need to keep getting the run around because every time I call there, somebody's telling me to do something else.
Squirm now.
I just don't know. I need to reach Michael. Please.
And you'd left a voicemail here that I did get to hear.
Basically know the whole story right now. I met him at a DC style show, at the Donna Mike show we're having, and I met him there.
One week ago, or 5 weeks ago?
No, it was like 5 weeks ago.
Your voicemail said 1 week ago.
Oh,
he's sharp. Elliot's sharp.
All right. I found out like maybe a week ago that I was late.
I see. Well, I'm not sure what to tell you.
Can you please reach Mike for me?
And do what?
And let him know that, you know, and I'm trying to get a hold of him. What should I do? I can't, you know.
Do you have a number that he'd be able to reach you at?
Yeah, I
do.
What's that number?
I mean, is he going to definitely reach me, though?
I don't know.
I mean,
what do we do here? I don't know. I'm gonna drop it.
What's your phone number?
I'm
gonna drop it pretty soon.
Yeah, you gotta, because it's like he's floundering here.
Please, I think he would be better.
It'd be helpful if you could tell me your phone.
Well, Mike, the only time that I talked to Mike was the time he told me to call Don, and you know, and he said, let me talk to my agent. That's my agent, and I, you know, he kept the new number on, and then he said he'd call me back. So either you can just leave a message for him, and please, please tell him to call me back. He's got my number.
I'm sure he'll. He'd appreciate your leaving your number with me.
Okay.
He's not relenting.
Okay, he's got my number.
It wasn't in the voicemail either.
Elliot?
Yeah.
Elliot?
Yes, sir?
It's your favorite
client. Your voice has changed, Tina.
You got to give Elliot a little credit. Elliot's the only one that was just the real Inquisition.
Tina, say hello to Elliot.
Hey, Tina, go ahead. Tina, say hi. Go ahead.
Hi, Elliot. How are you?
And now say hi in your real voice.
What's going on, Elliot?
Good. I thought it was monkeys from Mars for a
minute. That was the last one we did. You're the only sharp one there. Hey, did Joe mention the call that Buzz placed to him before the show today?
I'll let him tell you.
Oh, he's there. Are you all there?
We're here. Two of us.
Oh, you rats. You rats. Oh, my God.
I want to know if it was better than doing it with a monkey in a spaceship.
Yes, it was.
So, Joe, let me ask you, Joe, at any time did you think that Buzz really had knocked up a 17-year-old?
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
You sure sounded like you believed it.
And, you know, all we were trying to do all day is get Don on the phone with Tina Richards. Where is he? Where is Don? Is he in Florida? Is he vacationing again?
In fact, we talked to him this morning. And after Tina called this afternoon the first time, we tried to reach him, but I don't know where he's at right now. We left him in.
Oh, darn.
Something's never changed. Well, again, you know, we're only calling you because, you know, our career has totally stalled out. And this is just our way of reminding you guys that, you know, since Gene Siskel has passed, I would think that we would have moved up the food chain a bit.
And we, you know, we like to rattle the cage every now and then, and this is our way of doing it, in a loving way, of course.
Well, maybe if you can have Tina get some press for this.
Oh, God.
Now, come on, guys, at least admit this guy, Chris, he does sound like a girl, doesn't he?
I'm impressed. No, I will say he was very convincing.
Hey, Tina, can you say hi, Joe, and hi, Elliot?
Hi, Joe. Hi, Elliot.
He's just some guy who listens to our show who calls up and pretends to be a girl.
He pretends, and he's gotten us probably three or four times, and we figured we'd use him now to our advantage. That's why we decided I'd call you guys.
And even the tears were very convincing.
Yeah, absolutely. Very good.
I will tell you, you have the front office going.
Oh, good. Good, good, good. Wonderful.
Good. And Joe, what a performance by Buzz today, huh?
Yes, indeed.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
And I want to tell you that while we did help him with the script, the part about her being 17, that was an ad lib from Buzz Burbank.
A Mike Elston ad lib, boys.
It was beautiful.
You needed to up the ante?
What's that?
Yes.
You needed to up the ante a little.
Yes. Yes, so what do you have planned for our career next? As long as we have you guys on the phone. What's
more of the same, better and better.
Better and better. Any three-picture movie deal or anything like that around the corner?
Yeah, the last one, they were only willing to pay about $5,000, as I recall. between the two of you.
That was the monkeys from Mars line.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
Hey, seriously, how come you guys don't call Ken and tell him to put us on a better shift on WNEW?
What shift? We're looking, what, at afternoons?
Yeah, we'd like to be on live in New York.
You know, afternoons, mornings, whatever.
You should be on live.
Yes.
Yeah, give him a call sometime. Make him nervous.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we enjoy doing that.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
that we know.
Absolutely. Put the heat on him a little bit.
Stick Tina on him.
Oh, man.
So now that Siskel's dead, do you guys still represent Ebert?
Yes, we do.
And you represent the other guy?
No, we don't.
Oh, you don't?
Oh, okay. So we have moved up.
Right. Yeah. So you're going to have to call here again at the same time and see what happens.
I don't get that
I
at
don't
all.
Either.
I don't understand.
All right. Well, thank you, boys.
He's a lawyer. How can we understand? Rob understands because Rob's got a big brain.
Remember one time you got put on hold by Don and you called as
Roger Ebert?
And the call was taken.
That's
the
most amazing thing I've ever seen in my life. Yes,
very great. Timely comment, boys.
Right. Thanks so much. Yes.
All right. Well, thank you, Joe. Thank you, Elliot.
Guys, good afternoon.
Have thanks, a nice
guys.
Day, boys.
Don't forget about our careers.
Oh, we haven't.
All right.
Okay. Bye, boys.
Hi, Tina.
Hi. Well, you know what, Chris? You deserve a round of applause.
Way to go,
good
Chris.
Job,
Chris.
Hey, appreciate it.
You were fantastic.
Because if anybody deserves to be effed with, it's our pathetic agency.
I hear you.
Hi, Elliot. Hi. Hi, Joe.
They're the worst.
That was great.
All right, Chris, thank you for your time.
We said we'd give Chris some prizes, too.
Oh, yeah. We'll give him the bag of CBS junk.
Fantastic.
I want that Bette Midler or Barbara Streisand thing you guys were giving away.
Midler.
Yeah.
Count on it. It's yours, Chris.
But I didn't stay online.
Yeah. Hold on a second.
Is Tina a big Barbara Streisand fan?
Oh, I love her.
That's good. We got to keep your number on file.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Chris.
All right, guys. Have a good one.
Hold on a second, please.
Later.
That's Chris.
Oh, that was fun.
He's good. He's just a guy who calls the show.
And we said we knew it all along. Don't believe him. Don't believe him for a second.
No, they did. I'm sure that at some point.
And even if they do. If they do think it's a home, they have to play along. That's kind of what they do.
Yeah,
that's their job. That's their lawyerly thing that they have to do.
Yeah, I think the thing that maybe I didn't delete the message because when she left the original message for Don E. from yesterday.
That's when she said a week, and I think that message didn't get deleted.
It was flawed. Right, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, we would have had him.
We'll get him sometime.
All right, Buzz. a nice going again, Buzz.
Thank
Kudos
you.
To Buzz.
Big fun.
Are you relieved it's over, Buzz?
Yeah, I am. A little bit. More so now that they didn't believe it. I
like the people. You know, people tune into this show all the time, and I do like the people that might have called just at the moment that you were saying, and she's 17.
So when you ran this by Marcia, tell me how that conversation went.
Well, I had told her last night that we were going to be doing this, and, you know, she seemed intrigued, and then I called her this afternoon to tell her that she's being very supportive of me, because that was part of the plan. Part of the script was to say that Marcia's being very supportive of me through this difficult time. I wanted to make sure she was on board with that.
Well, it is grand fun screwing with our agents.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
Is. Because God knows that they might as well just have on black masks and guns and rob us every month.
And I give Joe Coyne the credit for, you know, setting that whole thing up at the end there, because Elliot wasn't as smart. No. You know, I gave him too much credit early on. Well, Joe was sitting in there the whole time, so Joe probably went down and said, you're going to want to take this call.
Yeah, and let's be honest. The only reason Elliot is there is because, you know, Don's his father.
Yes, daddy runs the firm.
Yeah, right. I mean, nepotism lives at Ephraim & Associates, where I believe he has.
I think he's got 6 or 7 sons.
No, he has at least 2 or 3 sons who work in the firm.
You know, I've got the idea for the next call. We suggest that he call the firm Ephraim & Sons. You know, just like a moving and storage company.
Ephraim & Sons. Beautifully done, Buzz.
Thanks. Enjoyed it. And change the whole name of the thing to Ephraim & Sons Talent Agency.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Tell you exactly what happened. One day your woman left early. You had the whole house to yourself. So you said, hey, let me get a little jerk before work. So you in the house getting your jerk on. Nice good jerk too. You know that? Ain't nobody in the house jerk. Jerk. It ain't like that. Somebody in the next room jerk. That's a bad jerk. That's like, eh, who that? I don't like that jerk. I'm talking about the good jerk. That nobody ain't home jerk. But you get the Vaseline ready. And you just look at your dick and go scream if you want to. No one's gonna hear.
You can
call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
They both prefer masturbating in the morning.
Right.
Don and Mike.
So, Buzz, listen, even though that dude's plane crashed,
yes,
they're still having the presidential show tonight, right?
Yes, they are. There was some debate about whether they should have the debate, but now they say the late governor would want it that way.
So I'd like to see them debate if they should have the debate.
That'd be good.
That'd be good.
They'd be less boring than some of the other stuff that's been in the
That'd
debate.
Be better than watching them actually debate. Let's see them debate whether they should debate on the day that the governor of Missouri's plane crashed.
And then come to blows. Because, you know, everybody agrees on one thing.
Mm-hmm.
The debates have sucked. The debates are the most boring thing in the world.
Yep.
And what we need now, you know, is really just a fist fight.
Mm-hmm. And listen, no one's going to watch. I mean, no. The Yankees are on tonight.
That's right. That's right.
Dark Angel is on tonight.
I know. So, you know, all the more reason for them to come out, insult each other's mothers, really go for it. I mean, just right out of the chute. Insult each other's appearance.
Right.
Their suits.
They need some of that what? F me?
No, F you. You know, and it's just like, you know, surfboard, effer. You know,
right.
Go. Really, really good. But you know, it won't happen.
No. Surfboard, alcoholic. Dimwit. Redneck.
Just go back and forth.
Your wife's a pig.
Be like, and the worst put down wins. I mean, the guy that really can bust the other guy's chops, and then, like in Miss America where you see the judging down at the bottom of the score, and you just see, you know, halfway, ding, you know, and they just get points for everyone that they go. And if the guy comes back with a weak comeback, like, oh, yeah? Yeah, then ding, ding, you know, you just take away points.
Well, you know, it's going to be very boring, and it won't be worth watching. We will, of course, have our analysis of the gigantic debate on tomorrow's episode.
Yeah.
Now, about episodes, I have here episode 309 of The King of Queens.
There you go. So can we say what the title is? Are we allowed to say it's work-related?
The title is work-related.
Uh-huh.
And as I go through the, what we in the biz call the table draft of the episode that was
Does
over.
Does it say table draft anywhere in there?
Yes, on every page.
Okay. I just was wondering whether you were hip to some new Hollywood lingo.
No, absolutely. On the top of every page it says King of Queens work-related.
Right.
Table draft.
Table draft. And, of course, after you read the table draft, what better thing to get than a table dance?
So here you go. Oh, is that something they say, Rob?
Yeah.
I received my sides?
Yeah, that your script pages are your sides.
Oh, my sides.
Now, where did you get that, Rob? Yeah. Watching television?
Bag in high school.
Your
sides.
From the drama club.
Don't go up.
What's that mean? It
means you'll forget your lines. Don't go up.
Okay, anyway, listen. Here is the... hold on, Mike's got some acting to do.
Don't go up.
Mike's got some acting for us right now, everybody.
That's all.
That's it?
Not sponsorable.
Yeah.
Egars.com. Hottest cigar site on the planet.
Oh, God.
www.egars.com.
Very good.
So the script, and you know I'm going to be on King of Queens, taping this on Friday night. As I'm reading this, it looks to me like I'm going to be in an entire scene besides actually having a line to deliver.
So it won't just be the line. You're going to have to do acting throughout the entire scene.
Actor. The scene opens in the IPS, which is because they don't pay for the right to have UPS.
Right, so it's the International Parcel Service or whatever his company, his fictitious company is called.
And it says, here are the players. Doug, Deacon, Spiro, Mike, and the extras. Now, I have to be Mike.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you why I have to be Mike. Well, of course, my real name is Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Just like Buzz's real name is Mike. And as it turns out, Mike's real name is Mike.
We got so many Mikes here, we don't know what to do.
Last week when I was sick at home, I got a call from someone on the writing staff, or the production staff, somebody from King of Queens. They called and said, hi, listen, is this Don? And I said, yes. They said, you're the one who's coming out to be on the show next week, right? I said, yes. She said, okay, well, I got a real problem because I'm writing a part for Mike. I said, well, that's easily explained. My real name is Mike, but my disc jockey name that I've used for 25 years is Don.
Right.
So,
and we're talking about real names here, right? So why I'm confused by her saying that. You know, she's writing a part for you.
Right, and I don't know why
you know, they put Doug, mm-hmm. and obviously that's not Kevin's real name.
Right. Right.
But I think
so your character's name is Mike. Your show name is Don, but your real name is Mike.
Right.
My God, how can they keep it all straight?
So listen, I've got my motivation. I'm really Mike.
Uh-huh.
And every day when I come on the radio, I'm Don. But now I'm going to be Mike as Don playing Mike.
Wow.
Playing a third Mike.
I smell an Oscar.
Right.
Mike is your character's name.
That's right.
Now, imagine how confusing this. Mike is your real name. Don is your show name.
Yes.
And Mike is also your character's name.
That's right.
So the character that is delivering the line is the character of Mike, Doug's work friend.
That's right.
And you get to bust Doug's chops.
Yes. As opposed to Don, who is Mike's friend on the radio.
That's right.
And Mike, who is married to Frida and the father of Bart.
I always, can I say something, because it comes up occasionally when I'm having conversations with people. I call you Don, as many people on the show call you Don.
Yeah.
And I call you Don at your home, or when we're out, I call you Don.
Right.
And I always feel a little odd when people say, you know, for whatever reason, they say, what do you call Don? Do you call him by his real name? Or do
A-hole.
You call him, do I call him?
Jagoff.
Yeah. When I'm not using those.
Dictator. Hitler. Mussolini.
Manuel Noriega. When I'm not using those terms, I call you Don. And I always feel a little odd, but I could never call you Mike because I would feel totally weird
right,
calling
no,
you Mike.
You know me as Don.
Right. And here. Then we have to throw that other thing, what we call each other.
Charlie.
We call each other Charlie.
Well, well, that's confusing.
And it's much like the situation with Buzz, because even before I worked with Mike for 15 years,
right.
I worked with Buzz mm-hmm. for 5 years before that. And I knew Buzz as Mike.
Right.
So now I'm used to calling him Buzz, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that even when I talk to Buzz's wife,
mm-hmm.
she refers to him now.
As Buzz?
As Buzz.
Imagine how confusing. Now, your wife refers to you
as
Mike.
As Mike.
When she's talking to me,
right.
not on the air.
Or anybody
right.
else.
Right.
But when she talks to somebody in reference to the job, then mm-hmm. she says, oh, my husband is Don.
Right. That's it.
And that always makes me feel nutty.
You see, you think that's weird?
Yeah, I think it's weird, because I'm only Don when I'm in here and I'm with you guys.
When I tell people, inevitably, and this is true, because this happened just over the weekend. I think I was on the golf course and somebody was asking me about that. And they say, what do you call him? I said, I call him Don. And the reaction is one that I get quite often. The reaction was, oh, okay. You know, just kind of, and I feel like going, what? What? What am I doing?
Why is that weird?
I don't know why it's weird, but I'll tell you that I get that from people because they say, you know, his real name is Mike. He said, well, and what do you call him? I said, I call him Don.
Well, listen, when I got into radio 25 years ago, that's the name that was given me. Everybody had some fake hokey name. I've been using the fake name for 25 years. At this point, if I was starting over today,
mm-hmm.
I would just use my real name.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I got 25 years invested in the other name.
And people don't have a problem with that. People give me the weird look when they ask me what I call you. You know, like I'm doing something wrong, you know, and I don't think I'm doing anything wrong. I think it's what I call you on the show, and it just spills over, and, you know, so I don't know. So I think I'll be referring to you as Hey You.
So anyway, listen.
What do you think of the name Don Geronimo?
So listen, I am Don, real name Mike,
mm-hmm.
playing Mike on King of Queens. And the scene is this, in the IPS room, it's after hours, the place is dark, save for a spotlight near the lockers. A drop cloth hangs near Spiro.
Are you sure you're not going to be Spiro? You know, you have that kind of ethnic quality.
I better not be Spiro, because I think Spiro is an El Faguito. I think the whole plot of this show is that there's a homo, and he thinks that Kevin James might be a homo.
Really?
Besides, this guy Spiro has like 5-6 pages of dialogue.
You've read the entire table drafts, haven't you?
Oh, yes, I have.
You read the script. How is the script, Don? Did you approve?
It's.
Are you going to take the part?
It's. Mike, it's a knee slapper as always. Let me just say this. It's a page turner. I'm going to be like, you know, I'm going to be like one of those pompous a-holes when you're watching E! Entertainment Television. When I received the script, work-related, I read it in a night,
and I couldn't put it down, and I immediately said, I must do this. I am Mike.
Is the writing delicious?
The writing is delicious.
The best thing you could do is save it and read it very pretentiously on the plane as you fly to Los Angeles.
You know, you have to do that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You
yeah.
have to do that.
You
absolutely.
Say, oh, this is my script. I'm flying.
Right. Well, right on the cover, it says real big, King of Queens.
Yeah. Yeah, and anybody who's anybody, especially, you don't know that you're reading the script.
Sure. On your way to Los Angeles with your script.
Fantastic.
Got to shoot tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank God I got my new O.J. killed his wife shoes. Thank God I got my new fancy shoes.
You know, I didn't put it together. Of course, that's why you bought those shoes, because you're going out to L.A. It's the L.A. lifestyle. And you always want to spice it up a little bit when you're going out to L.A.
Actually, you know, and I wouldn't have bought the shoes if I hadn't dropped the weight, because right. that was the deal I had with my wife. But my wife was really more concerned than I am. She was saying, oh, you should dress nice when we go out there. And I was going to dress just like,
right,
normal. You know, we dressed like the last time we went out there.
So you're finally coming around to the L.A. lifestyle?
Well,
you know, are you going to dress nicely when you get on the plane?
No.
Oh, no. I'm going to wear whatever clothes I wear to work on Thursday.
All right. You know, jeans and a sweatshirt, probably.
When you're doing that, when you're reading the, and you should do this, whip that script out and really make a big deal about it. Don't, like, have it in your hand. Have it like that satchel you carry, and then make a big deal about getting it out. And then when you're sitting next to somebody on the plane, well, you're not going to be sitting next to your wife because she's already out there.
Right.
Pretend you're memorizing, like, a bigger part. Like, pretend you're memorizing Doug's part.
Okay. So, anyway, they go through this this dialogue with Doug and this guy, Spiro, and I guess the way I'm reading this is that for a lot of this, for the main part of the scene, the room appears to be dark and there's a spotlight just on Kevin James and this homo.
Right.
Then it says, the lights go up to reveal the place is full of IPS workers, with Deacon in the forefront. They all laugh and point at Doug.
Okay. All right. So then you get your line?
Well, no, hold on. I'm laughing and I'm pointing at Doug.
All right.
And then,
can I see that?
Then
I want to see what you're going to do. I'm just, well, you did yesterday. You gave us the first reading.
Mike, I'm not prepared to do the laughing and the pointing.
You have to be ready to go on cue. They're going to call you. You might be in the middle of
That was my laugh and my point.
I just, you know, let me just tell you, as somebody who has observed you for years, sitting over here in our various travels, you have certain little things you do that I think would add to the character. Your laugh, when you really laugh about something that I've done horribly,
I know.
You do a dance.
Oh, no, I don't.
You know the dance, you know, I'm talking about, too.
You know what, though?
It's a dance that can be done for that.
But the dance is a naturally occurring phenomenon.
Which is what you want as an actor. You want to get, you want to be as real as you can. Like, you know, you've done that.
I broke the script.
Oh, what you must do is the next time you do the dance, you must remember the dance and call on your sense memory. Make that dance your own.
I can't.
Rob, you can.
Rob definitely took more theater classes. I don't remember that sense
it's
memory.
It's natural.
So. You could do it. You just need to remember what it's like.
Well, I'm afraid if I do my dance, like it's my victory dance. It's like
it's victory, but it's also in
some, or if something bad funny. Something bad right. happens to you, right. And I get real happy. But that might be too much. That might be
But
overdoing it.
Yeah, and they do say less is more. So anyway,
this guy's, when the lights come up, the guy Spiro, the homo, he sings, "When you least expect it, you're elected. It's your lucky day." And then it says, the drivers laugh again, and then it's me, Mike, a driver. Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me? And then it says, the drivers laugh again, begin to disperse.
Now, I would say, is that the way you're going to deliver the line?
I have not decided yet.
Okay, because you did. Yesterday we discussed that you were emphasizing emphasizing
me
when you should be emphasizing prom.
Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom? Okay, I know. Let me give it again.
I think, incidentally, I'd like just to say, I've acted with you before, and you're a natural actor.
Oh, yeah.
We're both great actors.
Mike, I want to say something to you. Right back at you.
Right? I mean, I know this is true. See the way you got that direction right there? Bingo.
Hey, Heffernan, want to go? Well, now, come on. Are you going to be my acting?
I know. Looking at you, okay. You already know what the change is, and I'm just getting ready for you to deliver it.
Okay, now I'm going to do it seriously.
All right, here we go.
Right. Okay.
There's the dance, though. We've had this problem whenever we've done anything like this before.
Hey, Heffernan.
Oh, hold on. I forgot the line.
Prom.
Remember, emphasize prom.
Hey, Heffernan.
Want to go
to the prom with me.
Okay. All right, ready? All right, scene one. Doug is gay. Action. Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me?
No, you're still emphasizing me. It's, want to go to the prom with me?
Don't you think I should be getting this direction from the people out there, though?
Well, I mean, I'm saying that if you do it this way, you might not have, they might not have to give you the direction when you're out there. See, what you're saying is prom. You say, hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me? You know, because the prom being the operative word because he's, you know, he's a girl. That's what you're trying to, you
know. Yeah, but also with me means, you know, because he's, you know, he's a girl.
Right.
With me, a straight, virile,
that's true,
sexual being.
Could you try it with prom?
Yeah.
Emphasizing
okay.
prom?
Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me?
Bravo.
That's it.
And that's it. That's the read right there.
Okay, here it is, seriously. Okay, right. I'll take your input.
Yeah, now you just dial it down and you got it.
Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me?
That's it.
Perfect.
That's it. That's the line right there. You have it.
Beautifully done. Thank you.
And just think, you'll have it completely committed to memory by the time you get to Los Angeles.
We've also had problems with memorization. Well, I think I can commit that I will have this one line down.
You already have it.
Of course, what worries me is all of the stuff before, where I'm supposed to be walking around.
Like direction and doing stuff?
Yeah.
The only thing you have to
blocking.
The only thing you have to remember is not to look at the camera.
I know it. I always do.
That's the one thing you have to, you know.
Always do.
And remember that, if it's going to be dark and the lights are going to come up, then what you're doing, it will maybe be in shadows in the background, and then the lights will come up for your line to be delivered, and you won't have to worry about that as much.
Okay. Well, I'm just afraid of being the world's biggest mook, because, you know, I'm going to go out, and I'm not going to have you,
right,
you know, as the support system. We use each other as support systems.
Yeah, that's, you know, I wish I could be. I'm really excited for you. I think it's going to be a blast.
We're going to be, you know, petrified. You normally, when we do this thing,
this is a real first.
We can at least feed off each other when we show up at the door. We say hi. We are Don and Mike. We're here to do this. Now this time I have to just go up there with Frida and say, hi, you know, I'm Don. And, you know, as a matter of fact, I'm such a pussy, I'll probably let her do all the talking.
I hope it's a dream situation, you know, because I know one of the other things that we feed off each other is when we're out there, if somebody's like an a-hole, But isn't the director supposed to be that guy from Animal House? So you're going to have a different director.
I'll tell you right now.
That's all the difference in the world.
The director of this episode is Rob Schiller.
Is that the guy, Rob?
Who is Rob Schiller?
Oh, no.
I don't think that's the guy from Animal House. I think they've changed the name. But I've heard the name. I think he's a good director. I think he's done work with Saturday Night Live before.
It was James Widows was the director the last time we discussed it.
We have to, you know what? We have to find out from Leah if that guy, Rob Schiller, is...
Saturday Night Live is Tom Schiller, so it's not that guy.
We have to find out if it's Pete Townsend or not.
Well, I'm looking now at the schedule. I'm missing the production meeting, the studio read,
right,
the network read.
When they trust you, they don't make you go to all that stuff.
The rehearsal, the camera block.
You'll be out there for Friday, like when we were the last time. You'll be there in plenty of time.
Friday at 11:30 a.m., I'll be there for the camera block and the pre-shots.
That's it. You'll be out there for all that good stuff.
Then I'll be going to the catered dinner.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I'll be doing touch-ups.
Right.
And then at 6:30, we shoot the show with the audience.
In front of a live audience.
Live audience.
Wow.
With disco music. You're going to do that line that way? Because that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Hey, Heffernan, want to go to the prom with me?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's perfect.
You did it that way. I think you combined both lines and you made it perfect right there.
Yeah. I think it was still too much on the me?
No, because you can emphasize the me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Because I think if you emphasize prom and me, you're combining both. That might be the perfect delivery.
I like that, Rick.
I'll try it when Leah calls up.
Yeah.
I'll lay it on her.
Yeah, she's, you know, she's the expert.
And also, you need to memorize what the line is before that so you know your cue. So don't just memorize your line. You have to know the line before it.
You're giving me too much, Rob.
No, I think you'll be able to get that. Just memorize the last four words.
Okay. All right.
Rob was big into the theater. What roles have you played in the theater?
My best role, probably.
You know, I always get the crap for being Captain Hook. I bet you've been in a few.
Oh, I was terrible. Yeah.
What were you in?
I was, we did Our Town, and I was awful.
Were you the stage manager?
No, I wanted that. Didn't get. My best role was probably Colonel Pickering in My Fair Lady.
All right, hold on. Someone has information about this guy, Rob Schiller. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, hi. This is John.
Hi, John.
Hi. I was looking up on the internet when you said his name.
Yeah?
He's also done Ladies Man, did Ned and Stacy a few years ago.
Like the magic touch to me.
King of Queens, obviously. But,
big winner.
He also did Wayans Brothers and Parenthood, if that helps.
Well, then they've got a super director.
Yeah, right.
Right,
in a different world, so it's a variety of genres.
Very happening.
It'll be cool. But, you know, you've been there before. This is the third time. You'll know what you're doing.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. I truly am.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right, see you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Next.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, Don, why don't you look at the camera like Norman Feld when you say your line? You fat bastard.
Oh, shut up.
Oh, come on.
Norman Feld.
Did he mean Norman Feld, the guy from Three's Company?
Did Norman Feld look at the camera when he delivered his lines?
I think he did a lot, didn't he?
It was like his trademark. He would let off some zinger against his wife, and he'd laugh and look at the camera. It was great.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello?
And say, what? Hey, you want to go with me to the prom?
Oh, he wants you to rewrite the line.
Are you giving me different direction?
No, just switch the line around.
Oh, no, I can't.
And emphasize the prom at the end.
You know, this, I'll be honest with you. Hey, you want to go to the, you want to go, what is the, how do you want
to
say
you
it?
You want to go with me to the prom?
No, I'm not going to change the line.
You know, the line really, if you really wanted to change it perfectly, the line would be, hey, Heffernan, you want to take me to the prom? That would be the perfect line.
All right, guys. At the end with a little pause right before it.
But, okay. You know, I guess you're right.
Listen,
you're
I'm the actor. Yeah.
Yes.
I've right. been handed the script. I think it's a beautiful script.
You're a company man. You're going to do it the company way.
Whatever they tell me to do. If you know, they want me to go out and say, hey, Heffernan, how'd you like to give it to me up the butt?
Right.
I'll go out. I'll say that.
Why don't you try emphasizing two? Hey, Heffernan, you want to go to the prom with me?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, you know, you really need to get into doing some character acting. Why don't you go down and lug some boxes around the front office or something? Really feel like an IPS guy.
To get into the method.
Yeah. Hey, and isn't that the most ridiculous thing that actors do?
Yeah.
Like, what if a guy is going to play a doctor,
right.
They go, what did you do before this role? Well, what I did was I spent 4 months with a doctor,
right.
Went around with him on rounds to see exactly what he does.
What I think is more important for this scene is you have to hang around some homophobes.
Yeah. Well, no problem. How you doing, Rob? Hello, Don at my show, on the job training.
Don Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, did you guys see the show last night?
The what?
Queens?
King of Queens? Yeah, I saw it, yeah.
Did you see the last 10 minutes of it?
Don't remember why.
I did. You remember last night you were saying that it looked like you guys thought Kevin got plugs in his hair?
Yeah, plugs, right?
Yeah, Leah was, when she was, like, coming back with some of the stuff she didn't like about him, she was saying it looked like his hair was standing in the back and the front.
Oh, that's right, because they were having, like, a cut-down session at the end.
Well, you know, that might say that he doesn't have plugs, because why would he include that in a script, and he's the executive producer?
That's what I was thinking.
But why would he do that?
He didn't take his cap off during those lines, either, so we couldn't see his hair at all while she was saying that.
Right.
Right.
How you doing?
And you know that other show, Yes, Dear? That show's not bad.
That's funny.
Well, I liked the first episode, and then the second one somebody I talked to said it wasn't that good. But
the one that was on last night?
I didn't see that one.
It was good. They had Gary Collins as a swinger.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
What's the deal with that show? Is there going to be any chance that we're going to have a line on that show?
I don't know. That guy Greg Garcia keeps calling Charlie and asking us simply to talk about the show. We said we're not going to talk about the show until they put us on the show.
Charlie, have you heard anything about that?
Now, where's Carlos?
And while you're waiting, did you notice the line in that show last night about the uh-oh spot? Not the no-no spot, but the uh-oh spot, which I thought was strangely similar to the no-no spot.
I thought he was talking about his penis, though.
Yeah, he might have been.
When he said the uh-oh spot.
It could have been anything. It just had a familiar ring to it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey.
Hey, you were talking to yesterday about that Nixon, Cindy Nixon, about the lawyer.
Cynthia Nixon.
On Sex in the City?
Sex in the City, yes, sir.
Yeah. I was going out with a lawyer from up around Connecticut for about 3 times. Finally made the big move, went home with her, and woke up the next morning, and boy, what a hag. But she looked good when she was fixed up and she was out.
What does that have to do with
What does that have to do with the girl on Sex in the City?
Well, I think she looks, but when she goes to work, I think she don't look too bad, but like when she's around her house, she don't have makeup on, she looks like a hag.
What was a lawyer doing going out with you?
She was representing him.
Oh, just fortunate, I guess.
Was she representing you, sir?
No, she wasn't. Yeah, she was just servicing me, that's all.
Right, okay, thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Just think, Don, you're going to have to be wearing those little booty shorts that the UPS men wear.
Yeah, I know. Not looking forward to that.
Don't sometimes they have scenes where they're wearing long pants, though? Like, winter scenes?
I think in every time I've seen Kevin James, he's wearing
the shorts.
Wearing shorts. Wearing brown shorts.
Think they'll let you keep the outfit?
Oh, I'll take it home. That there I promise you. I'll steal the house.
Stuff it in your duffel bag.
Hello, Don, in my show.
Hey, Don, don't you think when they had Leah roll her makeup back, she looked a lot better?
No, I think she looks good with a nice painted-on face.
Yeah, but her, they had her in these, like, pinkish tan pants like it last night. Her ass looked perfect.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, she does have a nice ass.
She just looks fantastic.
Nice turd splitter.
She stuffs her bra, but her ass looks great.
She does not stuff her bra.
Oh, please.
No, I don't think she stuffs her bra.
You know who doesn't? Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston can have a leather jacket on and you still see her nipple.
that is because Jennifer... Hell, you could cut glass with Jennifer Aniston's nipples.
Those nipples are the most famous nipples in Hollywood.
And I don't know if you saw Friends last week, but Jennifer Aniston's nipples and her entire boobage,
her breasts are bigger.
Bigger than ever.
And I don't understand why that is, but her breasts are bigger than ever.
I bet Brad Pitt has scratches on his face.
We were talking about this last week. When you were out, Chandler also looks like he's emaciated.
Yeah, right. Yeah. He's way too skinny
back
again.
Back in that danger area.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Don, on my show.
Hey,
you're on the air. Hi.
Hey, so I heard you mention Dark Angel, and
yes.
I've been seeing the ads. Was it as good as the ads?
Love that show. You should watch that show. That show is worth watching.
Is it worth J-O-ing to?
Listen, I don't know. I watched it with my wife and my son, and generally, I don't J-O with both of them in the room. Generally.
Okay, I can understand that. All right, that's it. Thanks.
Right, it's basically the plot is she's beautiful and she beats the crap out of guys, mm-hmm. right?
Right, she has a barcode on the back of her neck. Mm-hmm. Because it's like, I think it's
scan her.
It's based 13 years in the future or something. Right. I don't know. You know, we've had a war or something.
Mm-hmm. Just like 2010 was based in the future.
Yeah, I don't know. She drives a motorcycle. She kicks a lot of ass. It's pretty good.
And she's hot.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Yeah, I talked to Don and Mike.
Yeah, you're on the air. Hello.
Yeah, hi. I was just wondering, is Buzz Burbank really G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes.
Yeah, how did you know?
it was the voice.
Yeah. Right. Thank you. Very astute you are. Thanks.
Thanks.
The show that comes on before ours, he tweaks it up a little bit, and then he gets his real voice when he comes on our show.
Hello, Don, on my show.
Mercedes.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Don?
Yes.
Hey, Don, I think you should do a spinoff after you get enough notoriety on King of Queens. You could be Barry White's wife's live-in singing coach.
There's a guy with a memory.
That's going back to the last time.
I mean, that story was beautiful, Don. When I heard you give that story, I was like, you know, you became a bigger god that day to me. I've never called. I've enjoyed your show for years. You guys are fabulous.
We thank you for that. Thank you very much.
All right, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Get out of here. Well, you know, you better get ready. The offers, just don't forget me when the offers start coming in, okay?
You're right there with me.
I know, you know, you're going to do well with this, and that's when it's going to happen. That's when someone's going to be in that studio audience. And it's going to be somebody from a lot more than a television series. It's going to be from a major studio.
Don't forget, the dream is always Don and Mike meet Frankenstein.
Absolutely. Okay. Reincarnating the Abbott and Costello role.
Every movie that Abbott and Costello ever made, we're going to remake.
and it's not going to be like Abbott and Costello, don't get me wrong. It's going to be the same kind of basic premise with a lot more sex.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing?
Sorry.
Nope, you're forbidden.
How you doing?
Listen, the how you doing thing has run its course.
How you doing?
Say goodbye forever, how you doing, guy.
It's over now.
How you doing?
All right, I'll give you one last one.
How you doing?
All right. Goodbye.
How you doing?
Nope, sorry. That's it. It's over.
There he goes.
And he's out of our lives. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi. I'm calling about the media we have today.
What?
The media. Hello?
What are you talking about?
You
the
said
media?
You're calling about this, the this media
lady,
we have?
This lady's trouble. She was calling about something else.
I'm not trouble. I
yes,
want to
you
talk
are.
About the press. I want to talk
you
did, to
you. No, you don't.
Yes, I... Why, what? I don't...
You
I don't
lied to me
about
Dark Angel. You don't know what you want to talk about.
Let her have it, Charlie.
You are an idiot.
I'm not an idiot.
You are an idiot.
You're Hitler's minion. You kill people.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
he does have an agenda.
I did call before.
Mm-hmm. Is this the same Hitler lady, the same JonBenet lady?
Yes, it is.
He got you, lady. Ha ha.
Well, it's not difficult to figure out. I'm not.
No, see, when you called earlier, or I spoke to you earlier, you were trying to use a little southern accent.
I hung up on her once, too.
And then when you were on the air, you didn't.
talk about this? I mean,
because you lie too much.
If you want people dead, shouldn't people know about it?
Okay, I want you dead. How's that?
Well, I mean, I think
do you feel better?
No, I don't feel better. I just think
everybody,
people
should know. This is that same crazy bitch that calls us and compares us to Hitler and says that we enjoy the fact that JonBenet Ramsey is dead, and she does it just to get on the radio.
Yeah, she's got a problem.
She ain't right.
And what you're hearing now is Charlie running a little interference.
Oh, there you go. And
there you go. Nice job, Charlie.
Thank you, Charles.
Thank you.
Our producer, Charles Broyle. That's why we love him so.
Yep, good job. I like that. I enjoyed that.
Just saved us from a PTAA. We'll be right back.
This is the Dawn and Mike Show.
The writing is delicious.
Outrageous, if you please. The Dawn and Mike Show.
All right, before we continue, just let me give you a little update. On that douchebag who has the New York radio message board.
Sniffing.
Right. Lisa just went on and got this message from his computer site. From a guy who, as far as I know, has never done dick in radio.
Hello, Sniffing.
Hosted by Alan Sniffing on October 17th at 1642. Thanks to Don and Mike for the free publicity on their show today. New York fans can, I suppose, hear it tonight on the usual tape delay. Since you guys are obviously concerned with my opinion and what gets said here on the New York radio message board, the mecca of all internet radio message boards, I stand by my opinion that your show is a tame PM drive show by New York standards that doesn't belong on at night here. Maybe it plays well in small markets, but this is the big time. Your ratings have a long way to go to make it here, but never mind what I think. Just look at the ratings.
Okay. Yes, Mr. Sniffin.
Right, and here's the response to you, Mr. Sniffin, who I understand has never gotten a ratings point in his life. In Washington, D.C., which is the nation's seventh largest market.
Yeah, that's a fairly large market.
Not small.
Top 10.
Our show is rated number one, 12 plus.
Right.
We have been number one, 25 to 54, 19 straight rating books in a row.
There you go.
And listen, you can laugh at the markets that we're in, but they're the markets we're in. We're number one in Sacramento. We're number one in Portland. We're number one in Wichita. We're number one in Rochester.
Right.
These are the markets that our company has put us in. We can only achieve greatness in the markets they've put us in.
That's correct.
And as far as being on in New York City, we've been on for 8 months. After 8 months, I think, in going in mail demos from a 2.0 to a 7.3
right.
shows a hell of a lot of improvement.
Absolutely, but I think it should be mentioned that this guy has an agenda,
oh, yeah.
and his facts are not right. He has an axe to grind, and, you know, that's what it is. His opinion will not change. That's the way he looks at it. His opinion will not change when our ratings go up even more, which they are going to do.
Yeah.
You know that. I know that. He will just sit idly by, and what he will do is snipe at us from the sidelines as our ratings continue to go up. What this is going to be is at a certain point when the numbers get bigger than this, which they will, he's not going to have that. He will move on to another argument, and he will continue to shift his ground as we make ratings progress.
Right. Because he's never really known what it's like to be in a competitive market,
right.
to achieve real ratings, and to be number one.
No, he is a loser that hides behind his computer.
Right. And no, we're not number one in New York yet.
No.
But after being on for 8 months on tape delay, wouldn't you think that going from a 1.2 to a 1.7 to a 2.9 in men 18 to 49 shows a trend?
I would think so.
Wouldn't you think among men 18 to 34 going from a 1.5 to a 4.8 shows a trend?
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that among 25 to 54 going from a 1.9 to a 3.0 shows a trend?
Absolutely.
I'm not embarrassed of these ratings.
Not at all. No.
You're right here, Alan. Never mind what I think. Look at the ratings.
That's just what we're doing.
I've just read you the ratings, asswipe. And how about the rankings? I'm looking at rankings where I see men 25 to 54 from 16th place to 2nd place.
Hmm.
I'm seeing men 18 to 34 from 16th place to 6th place. I'm seeing adults 25 to 54 from 27th place to 17th place.
All those are trending. I mean, that's what it is. It's going in the right direction. That's what we're looking at.
Big time. It's been 8 months. We've been on with a tape delay. That's pretty good.
That's progress.
And you want to talk about ratings? Why don't you come to Washington, D.C., the nation's 7th largest market? And let's see you get number one ratings for one book, let alone 18 books in a row.
There you have it, Mr. Stiffen.
And those are not made-up numbers.
Nope.
Those are real numbers, yep. Alan Stiffen.
Yeah, numbers that we have to live and die by each and every day here. And the fact of the matter is you don't have to do that when you're on some, you know, weird-ass website.
Right, some jerk-off Ron Lendy website.
Right, exactly. He doesn't have any standard that's measuring him. Except the standard of, you know, compulsively masturbating with the door locked.
So go ahead. Keep writing your opinions.
It's fun. I like it. You know why I like this? I'll tell you why I like this. Because just as I said, as we do better and better with each ratings period that goes by, it's going to be interesting to read him spin out of that. Because at a certain point, he's not going to be able to spin it anymore at all. And he can always lie. Like, you know, he's basically lying right there.
Yeah,
when he says, you know, just look at the ratings.
Yeah,
well, we are looking at the ratings.
I'm looking at the ratings. I see 12 plus. From a 0.8 to a 1.3. Now, that's not great, but that's up half a point.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's got to start somewhere.
Absolutely, and it starts slow. And you know, we're number one in a lot of markets where we took 2 years to get there.
Right, and we're number one in a lot of markets that are not small markets.
Right, absolutely.
You think Sacramento's a small market, Alan Stiffen? Why don't you quit your little internet basement radio jerk-off factory and go to Sacramento and get a radio show in a market with over 1 million people? And let's see you become number one.
Won't do it.
Because we are number one in Sacramento.
Can't do it. Absolutely can't do it. No, he's incapable of doing it.
Right. Please. What an asswipe.
Absolutely.
What an asswipe.
Yeah. He's not even writing for a newspaper.
Right.
I mean, he doesn't have anything. I mean, he's just sitting there and doing this, really, from probably his own basement.
Right, please.
Right next to the well where he keeps, like, the victims.
If you're going to get on the New York radio message board, though, and you're going to write, never mind what I think, look at the ratings, why don't you print the ratings?
Man, post those.
Right. We target men on this show. WNEW targets men on this show.
Absolutely. That's why we're on all the stations we're on. They want to get the male audience.
But if you want to talk about succeeding in a big market, we can only do as well in New York as we're doing for the amount of time that we've been on tape delay.
And you know something?
We're happy with it.
We target men, but our women numbers come in as time goes on also. Those numbers go up also. And at the end of the day, we end up with both categories doing incredibly well. This show has an amazing track record. Probably one of the most successful syndicated shows in the country. And that's just a fact. That is an irrefutable fact. And you can spin it any way you want, Mr. Sniffen, but the fact remains that this show is a ratings winner, and a winner with the listeners wherever we go.
And again, why did you come back to D.C.? No, it's not as big as New York, but it's a top 10 market.
Mm-hmm.
It's market number 7. We're number 1, 12 plus.
Right.
12 freaking plus.
That's everybody sniffing.
With our tame PM drive show.
There you go.
By New York standards.
Please.
Please. You know what, Alan Stiffen? This will be my last challenge to you, and then you're dead to me. I challenge you to go anywhere and get a job in radio, and do a radio show. And if you can do a radio show in any rated market, and you can become number one, I will quit the business.
Wow.
After 25 years, I'll retire.
Caribou, Maine?
Yeah. Cayman Islands. Wherever. Go get yourself a job in Shreveport, Louisiana. Make it known that you're number one 12-plus, and I'll quit radio.
Out of the business.
But until then,
sniffing in the morning.
Kiss my ass.
Yeah. Here, here. Amen.
Just kiss him. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is True Hollywood Stories on E! Warning for Sunday night.
Okay.
The story of Lobster Boy.
Oh, that's the guy. I've seen it. Is that the guy with the lobster hands?
Yes, and his daughter with the lobster hands.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that. The guy is, you know.
But why does he rate being on the E! True Hollywood Story?
He's a freak.
He was in freak shows all around the country.
Oh.
He traveled with the freak show, and he was Lobster Boy.
And I think somebody killed him.
He got murdered?
That's what I think.
Lobster Boy got murdered.
Yeah, but why is he on the... Are they running out of people for the True Hollywood Story if they're putting Lobster Boy on?
I guess so. I thought I saw Lobster Boy on one of, like, Discovery or something like that where they were talking about freaks. I think it was either the Learning Channel. The show was called Freaks. Shocker, I tuned in. And they had all sorts of... They were talking to the bearded lady and, you know, and all these people. The, you know, the alligator man who had horribly dry skin, scales all over him. It was incredible. They were talking to freaks all night long. And the freaks were actually very lucid. You know, you see a freak and then they'd say, well, I'll tell you, it was an interesting life. We had a wonderful time. We went all over the country and it was delightful.
Freaks to carry your luggage up your room.
Maids, Jack.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
We're backing off on that a little bit.
How old are you?
Huh?
How old are you?
Come on, don't lie. Just tell us the truth.
Yeah, I know. But, like, when there are, like, people after this, I always forget it at the last second.
Come on, really? How old are you, kid?
Like, come on.
You forget your age?
Yeah, seriously.
Seriously, I forget my age.
Come on, how old are you, really?
In about 2 weeks, 15.
You've been 15 and 2 weeks. What can we do for you?
On the air, like a few minutes ago, Ken Stevens just admitted to ONA that he does actually spread that thing to everyone, you know, the I love you guys comment.
Oh, Ken Stevens was just on with Opie and Anthony?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Well, they should know that he's a lying, backstabbing MF-er.
All right, now remember this. In 2 weeks, you can call us in 3 years.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, it's 8:15, sniffing in the morning. How you doing?
Sniffing in the morning.
Sniffing in the morning. And again, that's a serious challenge.
The sniffing crew.
If you think that you got it all locked up, go to any rated market in America, any market where they have the arbitrage rating. Go to market 268. Get a radio show.
Right.
Achieve a number one rating, 12 plus.
Go for it.
And I will quit the business.
Wow.
But you don't have the balls to.
Will you also service him?
No, I will not service him. Rob will service him.
Rob, you will service Mr. Sniffin when that happens.
Right. Rob will blow you. And I will quit the business.
You go to a farm somewhere.
Right, because it's so easy to do radio, Alan Sniffin.
Mm-hmm.
It's so easy when you're sitting at mom's computer and you call a jingle company to order a jingle for your website.
Sniffin.
Please. And I'm not even saying you have to go to a big market.
Do you think he's down there in his basement with cardboard cutouts of like Imus and you know, all those people down there?
Like Rupert Pupkin?
Rupert Pupkin, you know, just having talk, you know, talking with all of them. Sniffin in the morning. It's probably what he's always wanted to do. Can't do it.
You know, Mel's always looking for talent.
Yeah. Sure.
Call Mel. Say, hey, I'm the great Alan Sniffin.
Sniffinio.
I'm sure he'll put you on one of his stations.
Sniffinocchio.
Right, because you know so much about radio. That's why I'm speaking into a radio microphone, and you're listening to me on a radio, and you're writing about it on your home computer.
Sniffin. You better be.
Hello.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Do you remember last Friday I called up and asked Rob to give me a whore because my girlfriend cheated on me?
Yes, I remember that well.
Found out this morning she's now engaged to this dude.
Wait a minute, you said your girlfriend, she got engaged to another guy?
The guy that I found out she cheated on me with is now she's engaged to the guy.
Oh, well, I think she shows good judgment.
And I was hoping if I get one last little whore out of Robbie through the round.
Well, sir, you got to let it go.
Yeah, let it go.
You got to let it go.
I mean, you know, she's gone. She's out of your life. Look what happened. Rob gave you a whore, and she moved down the road with the other guy.
Well, a whore's always so good.
Right, give him a low-key one, Rob.
Thank you.
Whore?
Yeah, there you go. Okay. Like a half-hearted whore.
Can you give a low-key whore with like, the verbiage that you always use?
That was fun. Yes.
Filthy whore?
Yeah.
Filthy whore. I mean, and add a couple other adjectives. Go ahead.
You know, do it low-key, but do the whole thing you normally say when you're upset.
Filthy, needy whore, cheating whore, went to another guy and got engaged, whore, used this guy, filthy trollop. Don't care for you.
Whore.
Whore.
There you go. Okay, you happy
don't
now?
Don't care for you.
Are you happy?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you. Goodbye. Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, did you guys see Monday Night Football last night?
Yeah.
When they announced the lineup and inserted Dennis Miller in the lineup?
I did not see it, so I don't know what he's talking about.
I saw the opening. I don't remember anything memorable, though.
Well, when they... you know when they, during the game, during the opening plays, they put the players' pictures up?
Yes.
They inserted Dennis Miller in one of those.
No, I did not see that.
You mean on the telecast? They didn't do it like inside the stadium or anything?
No, no. When they introduce each individual lineman and each player.
Lineman. You know when they do, I think it was the defensive lineup, and they, like, have the shots of them, and they say their own names
right.
in their school.
Right.
So did Dennis Miller. And he said, Dennis Miller used to be on HBO, don't know much about the game, or something. And what was really funny is after that, the team got called for having too many players on the field. I wasn't really out there.
Oh, well, that is great. Funny.
It was very funny.
But you, sir, you're an idiot. I mean, there's no way you could tell us that story.
Line man. Defensive line man.
Thank you, though.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, I am.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
This is an automatic voice message system with a message for... If you are an operator and need to transfer this call...
I don't know what this is.
...now. If that person is unavailable or cannot be reached at this number...
What is this?
Please press 1. If that person is able to answer this call, please press 2.
Yeah.
Thank you. I will wait 60 seconds for a correct password. Please enter your password.
Come on, I have no idea. Somebody's calling
Gun
us.
Gunsmoke.
Somebody is calling us and
Are
forwarding
you still
it.
There? Please enter
yes.
your password.
Gunsmoke.
I'm sorry. That is not the correct password.
All right.
Please re-enter your password
six,
now.
6666.
Hold on, I'm going to try J-I... Oh, there's no Z.
F.
S.
That is not the correct password.
Okay, we'll try another one.
Please re-enter your password now.
F. U. K. Ballard. Tell her to have a happy day from the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I hung up on you. You know, remind me of the fabulous appearance that we did over the weekend. A guy just came up with an envelope with a word in it.
That's right.
This show has great... It was funny. I forgot. I'm glad I remembered it. The show has great synergism.
Synergism?
Yeah, and it spelled like that, too. Your show has fantastic synergism.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Don, it's glad to hear you're doing so much better now.
Thank you. Feeling great.
I read the most retarded Frank Ahern article today. It made no sense to me. Did you guys make anything of this?
Oh, no, listen, I wasn't even going to bring this up today. In the Washington Post.
It was nauseating.
I think I mentioned this to Mike, who didn't have a chance to read it today. Mm-hmm. You know, in a market like D.C., where there's so much happening on the radio.
Right.
This is what Frank Ahern writes about in today's Post. Traveling cross country? Go it alone. By Frank Ahern, Washington Post. The radio listener. Over the last week, the listener, TL,
mm-hmm.
and the listener's girlfriend, TLG, took a motor tour of the Pacific Northwest, which has quite a lot of scenery.
TLG,
tall trees. Yeah, I think it might be TLB.
Oh, it could be TLG.
For guy.
G stands for guy, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, guy.
Or boyfriend.
Listener guys. The listener's guy.
TLLB. The listener's lover boy.
Or TLP. Listener's partner. TLFP. No, TLLP. The listener's life partner.
TLAF. The listener's ass friend.
TLBB. The listener's bub buddy.
TLJR. The listener's jizz receptacle. TLFB. The listener's secret boyfriend.
That's the best one yet.
Secret boyfriend. So anyway... Let me see. He writes about it. Yeah, he writes about himself in third person as he's the listener.
You know, that other guy in the reliable source does the same thing. You know, the source was told. Mm-hmm. You know, that's their little hiding place
that's
that
right.
they have there, those jerks.
Over the past week, the listener, TL, and the listener's girlfriend, TLG, took a motor tour of the Pacific Northwest, which has quite a lot of scenery. Tall trees... Mountains, what it doesn't have is much variety in radio stations. Seattle must be the mixed capital of North America. Every other station, it seemed, offered mix of oldies. Hits, hard, soft, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s.
Here's a guy who really enjoys his vacations, too. He goes out to another city and sits in his car all day.
We found ourselves in bitter conflict over the radio dial. It was a battle to pick the least bland programming.
You know, for the people of the Post, I hate to interrupt you again, but I will tell you, for the people of the Washington Post, check that expense report. Do you think he's just going out there and he writes it all? If he puts something in about the city that he travels to, he probably gets to write off the whole thing.
We tried the quick draw approach when a song came on. Whoever got to the scan button first
either protected or jettisoned the station.
Well, this is big fun.
This led to more than a few accusations and incriminations, not to mention some dangerous swerving. Then we tried the simple thumbs up, thumbs down approach. Of course, two thumbs up or down were the easy decisions, but what about the split votes?
I'm surprised he didn't wrap his car around a pole.
Then we each have to say how much we like a song, said TLG. If you like it a lot and I dislike it a lot, then we'll keep it. That sounds terribly inexact, I responded.
Boy, what a lovely girlfriend.
How do you quantify how much you like a song? What we need, I suggested, is some technology. So what the guy does, the guy takes up two entire columns in today's Washington Post. The guy only writes a column on radio once every 2 weeks.
Once every 2 weeks, and he decides that he's going to write about another city because he won't, you know, do his work and pay attention to the great radio that's going on this show.
And listen to this now. Listen to how anal this guy gets. We need a meter, I said, that receives the input from both of our dials and averages, coming up with an AV, approval value assigned to that song. If she liked it 50% and I disliked it by 20%, we'd stay tuned to the station by a 30% margin, the AV plus 30.
You know, and this is the guy, really, this
fire him.
Just fire the guy.
Painful.
Right, this is awful. I mean, and he keeps referring to himself as TL.
I mean, is there anybody anywhere, even people that hate our show, that can relate to this crap,
no.
This guy?
And you know, at best, this is like a fluff piece for Reader's Digest.
At best.
This is here, and the thing that's so deceiving is, when you look on the front page of the style section, when they tell you what's inside, mm-hmm. It says, the listener, topic, radio wars. So I get the paper.
Yeah, which means, hey, this is going to be big time. You know, he's going to talk about all the battles out there.
Radio wars, I turn on, and all it is, you know, it's 1,500 words about him and his blow-up girlfriend.
It's like an essay, what I did on my summer vacation.
Yep. Driving across America and deciding how they're going to decide which song to listen to on the radio.
Yeah, fun.
Who cares?
The listener's girlfriend. I wish you'd write a little bit more about the listener's girlfriend. I'd be curious about that.
Well, I for one don't think she exists.
The listener's girlfriend was very excited about our upcoming trip. As he stepped out of the shower...
Oh, oops.
Sorry. The listener's girlfriend likes candy.
But listen, as much of a loser as Frank Ahearns is, he's higher on the food chain than Alan Sniffen.
He is higher on the food chain.
At least he's writing in an actual newspaper. I mean,
right?
They're both jerks. But at least one of them writes for a newspaper.
Sure.
The other one just writes some internet column.
The listener's girlfriend loved pressing the buttons. And then we decided to give it a thumbs up.
Jesus.
Listener's girlfriend.
Unbelievable.
I'd like to see a picture of the listener's girlfriend.
Well, probably would, you know, we're making all these references to the fact that the listener's girlfriend might be a boy, when in fact you probably wouldn't be able to tell either way. Because the listener's girlfriend probably looks exactly like the listener.
It's Pat.
Square head, crew cut, horn rim glasses, mucus.
What a mess.
Really.
What a mess. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, no, you're feeling bad last week. I want to know if you ever got up to peeing off your deck since it was a different color.
No, I never peed off my deck with bloody urine.
Uh-oh. Sorry. The iron help your grass grow back.
All right, thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike, I had a bone to pick with Rob.
With Rob Spiewak?
Yes, with Rob Spiewak.
Really? Okay, he's here.
Okay, well, 2 weeks ago, it was before you had your unfortunate kidney problems.
Yeah?
I had called and asked him to call me a whore, and he told me to charge 50 cents for a blowjob. And I've made $3 over the last 2 weeks, which that's not really the point, but it seems like he's just giving those whores away to any guy that calls now. I'm very upset about it.
Rob, would you like to answer this?
I didn't like the timber of your comment earlier. I certainly don't like it now. And
the timber.
The timber of your comment.
Timber.
The timber of your comment.
Well, no. Voice can have a timber, right?
Right, I think so, yeah. The timber of it. I don't like the tone.
Was timbre? What is this? Is that a word?
I don't know. Tambourine.
Jeffrey Tambor.
That's what I'm
thinking. Kingsley, B flat.
I think he just wants to save it for special occasions.
That's right.
Yeah, it's like paprika, sir. Use it too much and it's just no good.
Well, I had another question for you. I wanted to know if I could be Rob.
Are you sure you weren't out in Seattle with the listener?
I am the listener.
It's like paprika.
Yeah, Rob is a girlfriend.
That's quite an analogy there. You know something? I'm going to remember you used paprika.
And you know what, Rob? You have the type of mind just like that asswipe for the Post that would come up with the, okay, if I like it 50 and you dislike it 30, that means the AV is 30.
8:30, which means we can't continue to listen to this.
Yeah, but the
phone.
Thing about Rob, Rob'd be knocking back a case of beer while he was
That's
doing
right.
it.
That's right.
I would never take the time to write it down. I just keep it in my head.
That's right.
Okay, what?
All right, I had one more. I wanted to know if I could be Rob's personal whore, though.
No.
Oh, come on. Will you knock it
I
off with
like
Rob, please?
Guy.
Stop obsessing about Rob.
He loves you.
Hello, Don. Don and Mike show.
Radio guys, how you doing today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just want to say I thought about you guys last night watching the Monday Night Football game, third quarter when the sprinkler systems went off. Did you guys see that?
No, I missed that, too.
You missed that, too. Oh, my God. It was right after halftime, I should say mid-quarter, third quarter, and they were getting ready to pull a play, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, the automatic with sprinkler systems pop out of the ground, and they all start shooting everywhere.
That's pretty great.
That was unbelievable.
That is pretty great.
But, hey, guys, thanks for making my afternoons a lot better.
Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
I would have liked to hear Dennis Miller when that happened.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don, Mike, Buzz.
Hi.
Hi, I was just wondering, with Mike falling off the wagon and Don, your impending renal failure, I wonder if the Halloween spooks were hanging around today.
Oh, come on, F you, goodbye.
That's like the horror thing.
Yeah. You gotta let it happen naturally.
Absolutely, you never know when they're gonna pop in here.
Let it happen naturally, please.
Yeah,
paprika.
Don't force that crap.
I didn't like the timber of that call.
Tambor.
Time for call 100 right now to prize package. Selected especially for you. Phone number is 877-365-3636.
When I went to acting school.
Now listen, here's the deal. I was talking to TLG, and if you want to play the contest, well, then you dial in 50. And if you don't want to play the contest, you dial in 20.
Put your thumb up, or put your thumb down, or put your thumb inside
my big ass. Okay? 100th caller now. Prize package for you. Good luck.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Take it easy, honey. After all, we never see them.
Well, it's almost worse this way, just hearing them.
They're not mad at you. They're mad at the dirt. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
Correct. Now, listen, here's what we have coming up on the show. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Chuck Stossel will be here. Also, Larry Michaels coming in to promote his brand-new show, which involves... Chicks boxing.
Rattle box, Don.
I don't know. He's got some kind of new TV show out.
This is Larry Michael, Westwood One, Notre Dame Radio.
Right, so he's coming in on Thursday.
I do.
When we talk about the Subway Series, we will have the pompous Keith Olbermann.
Ah, yes, Mr. Baseball.
From Fox on with us. And also Thursday, Dennis Murphy's coming in wearing a Speedo bathing suit to watch porno during the show to see if, in fact, he can remain soft.
Lots of good, clean fun coming up on the show.
While he goes to Mexico for his trip, where he's going to be surrounded by porn stars for the weekend in Mexico. And if he can go all weekend without getting a stiffy, then he wins a role in a porno movie.
Yes, it'll be a porno movie starring Dennis Murphy.
Dennis's trip is courtesy eGars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Mike, caller 100.
Right, yes. What's your name?
Tony.
Tony, please turn your radio down.
Yeah, I just ran to it.
Tony, where are you calling from?
Carmichael.
Right. Call 100, Tony. You won the WWF.
This is Carmichael.
WWF No Mercy prize pack from Comcast Cable, Cox Cable. WWF No Mercy in demand this Sunday at 8 live from Albany, New York. Everybody else, call your local cable system to Warner. Thank you, my friend.
All right.
We're not giving away a trip to Albany?
No, we're not.
Okay,
no, we're not. Sorry, Mike.
I'm just, you know me in Albany.
Maybe next time. And now for everybody listening to us on WNEW in New York, it's your chance to call.
Where our ratings keep going up and up and up.
Operators are standing by, 877-365-3636. Call 100 from New York right now.
Right now.
Gets the exact same prize.
Very good.
Whoever's on the hotline, would you get off the hotline, please?
Please.
For the love of God. Please, I need to use the hotline.
Pretty please.
Unless it's Leah.
Is it TV's Leah Remini?
I don't know, because I need to place a call to a TV star.
Mm-hmm. Okay, lots of TV stars.
Right. The hotline has just gone dark. I'll tell you, I'm going to call somebody now. Big story today about the Millionaire Show.
Mm-hmm.
About how the Millionaire Show, losing ratings, down about 15-20%.
What's our bet again? Our bet is that you say after the first of the year, it's not going to be in the regular prime time
line. It's not going to be on the four times a week schedule.
Right.
Right. Okay. So, because the ratings have been going down a little bit, eroding, they're doing the crap to to pump it up. They're going to have a week where they have the Olympians on.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have College Week.
Very good.
And again, they're going to have Celebrity Week.
Special Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Now, what's interesting about the Celebrity Week is the fact that they had a pretty good lineup of celebrities
mm-hmm.
until the other networks found out.
Exactly.
For instance, Ray Romano and Patricia Heaton, the husband and wife from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Absolutely.
CBS said to them at the last minute, guess what?
See ya.
You ain't doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Sheen, who's on the West Wing, they said, guess what?
Yeah, no way.
You ain't doing it.
We're not going on the other network.
So they had to fill with ABC celebrities like Norm MacDonald and that cow, Joy Behar from The View.
Oh, did they bring Drew Carey back at least?
Yes, Drew Carey is back.
Well, that's good.
But the list of celebrities is less than stellar.
Mm-hmm.
And I happen to know somebody who's upset.
Oh, my.
Let me dial his number now. That's why I needed the hotline.
Yeah, he can't be happy.
So I could make a personal call.
Let's see who's on the line.
To Midtown Manhattan. Because I heard he's upset.
Yeah.
That all these big stars aren't going to be on his show.
That's surprising.
What's he doing?
Hello?
Hey, Reach.
What time is it?
It's,
Who is this?
It's early in the evening. Regis?
Sorry, I was sleeping. Oh,
Regis Philbin?
Who? Hold on, let me just take off my blinder mask. Hold on just a second, I have my blinder mask up. Let's take it off here. Hello?
Hey, Regis.
Yeah, this is Regis Philbin.
Regis, Don from the Don and Mike Show. What are you doing sleeping so early?
I don't know. I had a busy morning on the show, and I decided I'd take a few winks in the afternoon. Did you say this is Don?
Yeah, hi,
oh,
Regis.
Don Geronimo. Hi, how are you?
Regis, how you doing?
Regis Philbin here. I was sleeping.
Where?
How are you?
Where's your wife?
I don't know. Joey, I always talk to you honestly, Don. I'll be honest with you. We've had a bit of a bad spell. Joey and I are not living in the same apartment.
Oh, my.
Joey has left. I'm sharing Michael Gelman's digs right now. That's where I'm taking all of my calls. My producer for the Live with Regis show and I are living here together while Joy, we're telling people we're remodeling the apartment, but Joy is, I believe, out on the West Coast with another man.
Now, and she's left you because of this?
She's left me because of
the Inquirer stuff?
All the scandals, I can't get into her head. I'm not sure exactly what her problem is, but I'll be honest with you, I don't think it's fair. I'd like to be back in the house. I'd really like to be back with her, but unfortunately, she's made a decision, and I've got her out of that. She still lets me go to the house in Connecticut on the weekends, and Michael and I go there, and that's where we weekend, and right now I'm very comfortable. I'm sleeping in Michael's room, and we've got a lovely arrangement over there, and things are going right, but I'm very happy with the way things are going. The talent search for my co-host Live with Regis is going just beautifully.
Have you heard about this? Have you seen the show where they're now... They're soliciting tapes from...
Yeah, we're taking all sorts of people from all over the country.
The women of radio?
We've narrowed it down to those two girls from Diamond in the Morning. They're fantastic. What enormous talent they are.
If you want to see...
We just got to take a few pounds off.
If you want to see, don't lie, some of the biggest... pigs in the world.
Yeah, they're great. But, can I be honest with you? I wouldn't say this when Kathy and I used to do our dual appearances. But, Don, you know this, the pigs sell. Those housewives want to look at somebody in the morning that they feel a camaraderie with, and they love the pigs. That's why I said, get some fatties. We need some fatties in here.
So, when you pick the five lady disc jockeys to co-host the show with you.
Yeah, the five lady disc jockeys.
You're going to pick the biggest pigs?
I want the biggest pigs we can get. They've sent their audition tapes, and I'll tell you, we've gotten tapes from women in radio all over the country, and I go through the tapes, I don't even listen to the sound. All I do is look at the picture, and I told Gelman, I said, Michael, get me the biggest pigs you can. I want super fat. I want heavyweights so that the ladies could, we won't hire any of them, of course. We'll hire a hottie down the road, like Rebecca Romaine Stamos, but we're not gonna, I want pigs so that they know that Regis is auditioning all comers. I want them super fat. I want them to eat donuts before they come on the show.
Let me toss out a couple of names, and you tell me if these are girls who you've seen the videotape that you think might be acceptable material.
Absolutely. I've got, let me get out. Hold on a second.
Okay.
Let me get my list. I've got the list of the ladies.
Okay. We'll see if... Because I've just come up with a list off the top of my head.
Michael, give me the list.
Compare the list.
Give me the list.
And then I'm going to ask him about the Millionaire Show.
I'll touch you there.
God.
Give me the list.
They are having some kind of a relationship, too.
I will eat. All right, hold on. I have the list right here. I'm done. I'm on the radio now. Yeah. I will eat. Put something on. Come on, you're driving me nuts. Yeah, okay, I got the list right here. This is the list we have
right.
For the ladies. Michael's here, too, in the case you didn't know.
All right, tell me if some of these names are on this list.
Here's the list right here.
Kathy Whiteside.
She's on the list. She's number two. Yeah, she is. Oh, she's a biggie. She's a big one. Yeah, we got her. She's going to be there. Yeah, we're going to put her on the show.
Here's another one.
All right, go ahead.
Patty Steele.
Patty Steele's here, yeah. Yes, she is. Number one. She's right up at the top of the list. She's big. We wanted to get a big girl. And so Kathy Whiteside and Patty Steele are on the list.
All right,
fantastic. They're both they're what we're looking for. You know, I want to appear human. I do. I want to say I got a heart. So I don't need to be you don't need to be a supermodel to co-host with Regis. But, when in truth, I don't want to, spend the next, the last years of my life sitting next to a big, fat pig.
What about Ellen Kay?
Ellen Kay, absolutely. From Los Angeles?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, no. She's a little too thin.
She's too thin?
Unfortunately, she's a little too thin. We basically have to, we're requiring all the women have to be over 165 pounds. And they have to, if you're 165 pounds, you have to be only 5 feet tall. Otherwise, with each progression, you got to go 5'1", 175, 5'2", 185, 5'3", 195, 5'4", that's the 200-pound mark. So if you're over 5'5", you better be well over 200 pounds, or we're not going to be looking at you. I mean, that's the way we do it. That's always the way we do it, Don. You understand that.
So why aren't you just calling this the pigs of radio? Why are you calling it the women of radio?
Well, come on now. Who am I kidding? You understand the business? It's the way it works. We want everybody to understand that Regis is a human. He wants women of all shapes and sizes. And I specifically told my producer, Michael, I told him just a moment ago, I said, how's the pig search? But if I come out and say, hey, yes, what if I said, hey, good morning. Hello, New York. What a lovely night I had last night. We had a different restaurant. We were at 21 and, let's bring out our guest pig. That's not going to work if I say that. So they, but I would say probably in 3 to 4 weeks, we'll get done with the heifers. The heifers will come through, the big cows, and then we'll move on to the final selection process. And I look to get this by May sweeps. We'll bring back the supermodels. Frankly, there are a lot of ladies that I'd really like to work with. There are a lot of men I'd like to work with, too.
Let me ask you about this Millionaire Show.
Oh, yeah. That's, oh, geez. You got the, my side.
You got the celebrity millionaire, and I'm reading in the newspaper today.
Hey, have you picked up any of the Regis collection of Van Heusen shirts and ties?
I read today in the newspaper that's on the out.
Oh, jeez.
That dressing like you is now on the out.
Are you kidding me?
No, I read it in the New York Post today.
Oh, that's a bunch of poppycock. What a bunch of crap that is. All men want to wear dark colors with a matching dark tie.
All right, listen, here are the people who backed out.
All right.
Ray Romano.
Oh, he's a pussy.
Patricia Heaton.
She's gay.
Let me see. Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien, I implored him. I said, how many times, even at the old place, did I go on Letterman? And you can't do me the service of coming over here. You know what they're doing? They're caving into the suits, the executives, because the show's still hot. And they know if they help me out, it's going to be even hotter.
And Martin Sheen.
Martin Sheen, I don't, something. I have respected his work. I loved him ever since Apocalypse Now. But I'll tell you right now, if he's not going to come on Millionaire, I'm going to go public and say the West Wing sucks. Sucks.
Listen to the list of celebrities for the Millionaire Celebrity
Show.
Hold on,
can you hold on, John, just a second?
Yes.
Hold on there. I'm on the phone. I'm on the radio in Washington, D.C. and Boston Network. What do you want? We'll go there. You want to go there? We'll go to the nice place that you like. Maybe go to a movie afterwards. Put your shorts on. Put your shorts on. Put your shorts on, Mike.
Who are you talking about?
You're
tickling.
Hello? I'm sorry. Michael Gelfand's tickling me. I love you now.
Did I hear you tell him to put his shorts on?
Yeah, his gym shorts. He's going to work out. And I said, you better get your shorts on. He's fully clothed, of course. He's not naked. Not quite.
Okay.
He's close. What an ass.
Listen to this list of Listen to this list of nobodies.
You don't want to talk about Michael Gelman's ass? He's got a great ass. fantastic ass.
What's so nice about his ass?
It's round, tan, all over.
Do you shave it?
Yes, I do. There's nothing like shaving his ass.
Do you shave the inside?
Yeah, the bad part, too. He's harried out there. But he's clean. It's decent. It's all right.
So you really shave the inside of your
producer's ass? Well, I shave all over, yeah. I try not to hurt him. I don't want to cut him or anything like that. But, yeah, I do. I use an electric razor.
Do you shave him in the front?
Yes, I do. He's completely smooth. He's my little smooth toy.
Wow.
He's my smooth toy, Don. You know that. It's out in the open now. Everybody knows.
Sure.
Don't believe those tabloids about the girls.
All right, here's the list of celebrities. What a lame list this is.
Hey, hold on. Are you talking about millionaires?
Yeah, now listen to this.
We've had a great lineup.
No. There's not one great A celebrity among it.
Oh, come on now.
You got Charlie Sheen.
That's A-list. He's replacing Michael J. Fox
He's not A-City. A-list. Then you have Drew Carey.
Drew Carey, a major star. The biggest star we got at ABC, and he's great on the show with his square head and his horn-rimmed glasses.
Puffy Combs.
Sean Puffy Combs, a legendary record producer, a great rapper, and, used to pal around with Jennifer Lopez.
Right. Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Now, what can you say about that, huh? Isn't he great? He is God.
Now it takes a dive. Now we're going to go down. We've already started on the B level. Now we're going to move down to the C level.
Don.
Yes.
Why are you doing this? You're hurting my feelings.
We're going to the C level now.
I feel bad about the show now. What are you doing?
Let me see. John Stewart.
I'm feeling bad about the show.
John Lovitz.
Now, John Lovitz, I want to tell you something, a story about John Lovitz. The funniest man in America is John Lovitz. He was the best cast member, better than Belushi, on Saturday Night Live, and I wanted Lovitz on the show. He's a natural talent.
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks, supermodel. Sports Illustrated, the brassieres, great breasts, a great rack, and she'll be a fantastic addition to Millionaire.
Vivica Fox.
Vivica A. Fox. She was great in the movies that she's been in.
Right.
Great talent.
Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald. Norm on ABC. A great show. We love Norm. Looking forward to having him on the show. A brilliant stand-up guy and a great impressionist. And your hosted Weekend Update, and he's all right.
And finally, Joy Behar.
Joy Behar has been on Regis, I'll tell you, so many times. Regis loves Joy Behar. Regis wants Joy Behar to do Millionaire.
Be honest with me. You're honest with me about your relationship with your wife, Joy, and your producer, Gelman.
Yeah, sure.
Listen, be honest with me. Let me give you this list again.
All right. You wanted me to tell you who the real good ones are?
Yeah. Charlie Sheen.
I'll give him a grade. A.
Drew Carey.
A plus.
Sean Combs.
A minus.
Alec Baldwin.
B plus.
John Lovitz.
D.
Wow.
Yeah, all right, a D.
Tyra Banks.
D.
Vivica A. Fox.
F.
John Stewart.
D.
Norm MacDonald.
F-.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry, it sucks. I know that. We couldn't get all the other networks.
Joy Behar.
Incomplete.
Oh, my.
I'm so depressed, Don. It's driving
it me. It sucks, right? That's a bad lineup of celebrities.
I was the first one to tell you that I'm gay for Michael Gelman. I told you a long time ago that my marriage was breaking up, and I'll tell you right now, they're just abandoning me at ABC. The executives don't want to do it with Regis anymore. They said, you know what, at its run, he's old, they're going to cast me away like yesterday's news. I had my shot, I had my time in the spotlight, and right now, frankly, if they give up on Millionaire, you mark my words, I will bail out on that network. I won't do the Regis show.
Good.
They can get the bitch back and have her sit there and talk to her elderly husband. That's the way I feel about
it.
Huh?
Regis?
I'm not being too harsh. Oh, shut up. I'm sorry. I told you to shut up. I love you. Come here.
Who are you talking to?
I'm talking to Michael. He said I was being too angry. Come here.
Well, let me hear you make up with him.
Okay, I love you. Come here.
I love you.
There's some kind of a conversation happening there.
All right, Michael, I love you. I love you too.
What is that? I don't know what that sound signifies.
Okay.
Is that a kiss?
Okay.
Was that a kiss we just heard?
Hold on.
something besides a kiss.
Yeah, I don't think it's a kiss. Odd.
All right, you got to stop. Stop it. Give your hands up. Okay. Okay, hey. Hey, we're back. We nipped out of the bud. We're not going to do that now.
All right, Regis,
I'm on the radio.
You go ahead and do whatever it is you're doing.
Okay, okay.
Thank you for joining us.
Hey, always a pleasure, Don. Okay, I got to go now.
All right.
Okay. All right, he's gone. Okay.
I didn't even want to know.
That's it.
He's out of there. What the hell was this? What were they up to?
You know what they're doing. R-E-R-E.
You think so?
Yes, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Can't speak, am dumb. The Don and Mike Show.
I'm rapidly getting bored with this Alan Sniffen thing, but I just have to bring you the latest.
What's happening? Has he responded again?
Yes, Lisa just brought in a bunch of stuff that's on the web, on this website, this New York website. A bunch of very nice people supporting our show.
Oh, good.
Very good. Yeah. Writing, you know, stuff like, you know, D.C.'s not a small market, right, that we're number one in the ratings, give the show time. But what this dick has written is, and this is by Alan Sniffen.
Just, you know, I can't help but laugh every time I hear that name. It's just a funny, silly name.
Yep. Hey, Don, since you commented you would leave radio if I could get a job in radio, I'll take you up on that. Put it in writing. I've worked in radio for 15 years, so submit your resignation now. Shall I post an air check? Okay, asswipe.
Oh, please post an air check.
The challenge that I offered was not that you could have worked in radio in the past, which I doubt.
And the challenge was not that he could get a job in radio now. The challenge was go be number one.
Right. Go to any rated market and be number one 12+.
Mm-hmm.
Bring me that proof and I'll resign. And if you want to you wanna play with the big boys, Alan, how'd you like to hear my resume? 99X New York. Kiss FM Los Angeles, WDRQ Detroit, 13Q Pittsburgh, WPGC Washington, B104 Baltimore. These are all stations I worked at and got big ratings at.
I'd like to hear an air check from Mr. Sniffen.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I would love to get an air check from Mr. Sniffen.
WLS Chicago,
uh-huh.
WBBM Chicago. And those were all before I hooked up with Mike.
Right.
Then you got WAVA Washington, WJFK Washington.
And then syndication.
Alan Sniffen.
Sniffen?
Yeah, and all the markets were number one and now throughout America.
Sniffen, you and me. Bye-bye.
So, Sniffen, the deal is, and I'll put it in writing, you get a job in radio in any rated market.
On the air.
And become number one 12+.
You get what it is, really. Just so we can be specific here. Sniffen gets his own show and gets number one ratings, becomes number one 12+.
And I quit radio.
There you go.
And if you want that in writing, you don't need it in writing. You got a verbal contract right here.
It's on tape.
That's the same thing I said before.
Absolutely.
Douchebag. And send me your air check.
Please.
Because I couldn't play it without your permission.
Absolutely.
So send me your air check. And let me hear how scary talented you are.
Yeah, give us permission to put your air check on our show.
Because you could go to any air check service and pay for air checks of me. You can go to California Air Checks and buy air checks of me from WLS or Kiss FM. I don't think the times that I've looked through their catalogs, I've ever seen the name Alan Sniffen.
The Sniffen Report.
We've never seen it.
Nope. And thanks to everybody that's gotten on there and supported our show from New York. We appreciate that.
I mean, really, it's just a pain in the ass. The guy is obviously just some jerk-off who's living in his mom's basement.
I know.
But, you know.
And that's it. Mm-hmm. So he gets his own show and gets number one ratings 12+.
I quit.
There you go.
That's it.
And Don? You're safe.
You don't need that in writing. You have my word.
That's right.
So go ahead. Go out and do it.
Sniffen.
Go ahead and do it, Alan, because it's so easy to run a radio show and get number one rating.
And I'd love to hear that air check, and I'd like to see his resume. I really would. I would love to get his resume.
Yeah, that's my resume. WLS.
And hey, I'd like to know if that 15 years was even on the air. I bet it wasn't on the air. If he worked in radio for 15 years, he probably wasn't on the air.
B96, 13Q, WOKY, 99X, a few heavy radio stations. What's your resume like, Alan?
So let's see. I hope he sends. I hope he lets us play that air check.
There's no way. It never happened. Anyway, listen. Leah's on the phone. I'm sorry I've been wasting time on that dickwad from New York.
Leah!
Let me play my co-star in.
Our next guest is one of the stars of the popular television program, The King of Queens. Monday nights at 8 right here on CBS. Here's the lovely Leah Remini.
Here she is right now. Hello. Hello, my love.
What a good night that was. What is an air check?
It's a little piece of tape where they actually record a radio show. And
a
you
a tape
and
of a show.
A lot of times right. It has the commercials edited out, and
like
it's just the disc jockey.
A demo. Listen, there's some prick who runs a New York radio board who we're feuding with right now.
What does he run, a what?
It's a website where he talks about radio in New York, and this guy's got an in for us, and he said nasty things about us, and we've been challenging him, and he's been responding on his website, and we've been going back and forth with the guy today.
Although I got a guy on the phone here, hold on a second, Leo, who says that he can't get in on this website now. Tim?
Hey, Don.
Hey, what's the deal?
Hey, I posted a response to his all this little tit-tat that's going on here. And it was positive about you guys, saying how good you are, and just being very general. I'm not in radio or anything like that. And he will not give me a password to post it.
Oh, you have to have a password to post?
He probably won't give him the password because you're saying something nice.
Something positive. That's everybody else, if you look at all the REs, they're all negative to you guys.
Of course. So those are the people he wants
in
there.
So he's being selective in what he posts on the board.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Okay, got you. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Love you, Leah.
Thank you, baby.
Bye.
Well, now, listen, Leah, I cannot tell you how absolutely excited I am.
No, but are you really pissed off? Because, first of all, he loves that you're giving him airtime. That's number one.
Oh, I know. Leah.
He's totally jerking off to the fact that you're talking about him.
Leah, listen, trust me. We know what we're doing here.
And, by the way, love the challenge you gave him. So let him submit a tape.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and what I said to him, really, I meant, because he was busting our balls about not being number one in New York yet.
Right. But he's never been number one anywhere.
Right. I said, go out, get a job in radio.
Get a job, period.
Go to a rated market, get a show, become number one. Give me the proof, and I'll quit the business.
Right.
I mean, it's not going to matter if you quit the business because you're going to, you mean quit radio.
Yeah.
Because you're going to be a big TV star after your performance. Yeah. I think.
Oh, they're changing the name, honey. They're making it Don.
Oh, instead of mine?
Because Mike, of course, we all know he can't come because he's got a big golf, Hushin Pagan, whatever the hell he's got.
Right.
And so they're going to give you another line.
Oh, another
line. When you get there, they will give you another line.
You get two lines.
Or am I playing somebody else?
What? No, you're playing yourself, baby.
Okay, well,
they're going to give you. Oh, you're playing an IPS guy.
Yes, I have the script in front of me.
All right, what I don't mean is your attitude. Number two, I'm telling you that they're going to give you another line.
What you're saying is they're going to change his line or he gets two lines?
He's going to get one more line other than the line he has. And he knows because he has the script, as he just told me.
Yes, I do have the script.
Okay, good.
I do only see one line for me here, but if they're going to add a second, that's beautiful.
Well, when you get there and you want to do something, you want to improv a little bit.
Oh, yes.
Hey, there you go.
They will write that in for you.
Improv, baby.
Uh-huh. Beautiful. Well, listen, Leah, you do.
Rightfully so. Mike would have had a line.
Right, exactly.
If he hadn't been so busy with his golf thing.
I know.
You should get the line by default.
Leah,
you know?
I'm sorry about that, too. I really, you know.
No, I understand golf is important to you, and that's important.
I know.
Tom, my turn for some ass kissing. I want to tell you something, that we've been talking about this with you for years, over the last couple of months, but when I got home last night, Frida called the show yesterday, and she said, you got a package in the mail from King of Queens.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I came home. I looked at a real script.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
We figured out which guy was me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, thank God for Leah Remini.
Leah Remini is the only reason any of this is happening. And,
yes.
And, you know, even though I'm not going to be out there, I will say we are forever grateful for your friendship to this show.
I keep my word once given.
Yes. Yep. Yes. And yes, yep, you do.
You're the greatest.
Yes, you do.
That's what they teach me at the Scientology.
God damn. And let's not talk about Scientology. But you are absolutely a woman of your word.
I'm just saying.
And
are you going to tell her about the fantasy?
Oh, with Frida?
Yeah.
What?
Well, all right. The fantasy is that...
have you been hanging out with Buzz? Wait a minute.
Yes. Yes, no, he has.
And actually, it doesn't even have to involve me. The fantasy is that...
Me and Frieda make out.
She knows our show. She reads our minds. She's a mind reader.
You're gonna meet her this weekend, and you're going to see that she's... a hot, attractive woman. And, you know, my thought is, you know, that I don't know what will happen after the show if you guys will all...
Honey, what example would we be setting for your son?
My son will be at home.
But he'll know about it?
Well, how's he going to know if we don't tell him?
And not to mention, honey, I'm not a lesbian.
Well, you know what? Neither is my wife.
Hey, a man can dream, though, right?
I understand.
So the thought is,
and they, you know, I'll get right to it because I'm the you know, the objective party here. The idea was a Donnie sandwich. I thought that's what I thought it was.
Oh,
I thought it was a Donnie.
He said he didn't want to be involved.
No, he wanted to be involved.
I mean, but that would be my second alternative.
He's
being
shy.
I would like to know what your wife had to say about this matter.
She's had nothing to say about this.
Yeah. He was just saying, you know, wouldn't it be fun? You know, the ultimate Hollywood fantasy: a hot day on the set and then a hot night being a Donnie sandwich.
And if that didn't happen, you know, I would just watch.
You know, if you did say that.
How giving of you, darling. How giving of you.
As you and Frieda explored each other.
He's a generous guy, Leah.
The problem is that Frieda and I are not lesbians.
Yes, but listen, she's only seen you on television.
Right. And you think that she's going to be so taken with me.
Yes, and?
She's going to become bisexual.
I'm telling you, listen, sweetie, you're beautiful. There's no doubt about it.
If I can interject here, I think that what you were really hoping for was that they would be just obsessed with the idea of pleasing you.
But I'm telling you.
Right. I think we're going to have to go with that angle.
As beautiful as you are,
It's not going to happen.
I think you will be able to say,
honey,
objectively, when you see my wife, you're going to say...
Get Frieda on the phone.
You're going to say, wow.
Get Frieda on the phone.
All right, hold on a second. You're going to say, that is one hot woman.
There you go.
That doesn't mean I want to make out with her.
All right, and you know what? She would probably say she doesn't want to make out with you.
I see a lot of beautiful women. I don't want to make out with them, honey.
She probably doesn't want to make out with you.
Pamela Anderson was at a party that I was at a couple weeks ago.
Listen,
she literally stepped all over me to get to Tony Danza.
Listen, she is a whore.
Honey, she literally stepped on me.
Really? Did she insult
Tony
you?
Tony was so embarrassed for me. He's like, oh, meet Leah because she's on the King of Queens. She's like, right, Tony, do my show.
Oh,
was
man,
so
she was really...
horrified.
Was she nasty? So she was nasty?
She was stepping all over me.
Well,
now, to everybody on the planet,
bitch.
Pamela Anderson is a good-looking woman. Yeah. I didn't feel the need to make out with her.
No, and I'm telling you, I'm telling you that Pamela Anderson looks like a ventriloquist dummy. She's a mannequin.
I agree.
She's phony-looking. My wife.
Many men will disagree with you. And I'm not saying Frieda is not gorgeous. She is gorgeous. I've seen pictures of her. I don't want to make out with her, honey.
Listen, all I'm saying...
I wouldn't mind the idea of a Leah Remini Pamela Anderson sandwich.
All I'm saying is, who knows what might happen? Who knows what
Where's
might
Frieda?
Happen?
Where's Frieda? Is she home?
Yeah, hold on.
Let's
put
this
thing around. Hold on. Let me call her up.
And maybe a Leah, Pamela Anderson, Frieda... Jerry Stiller club sandwich.
Good
morning.
What is she doing?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, sweetie.
Yes, my boo-boo.
Honey, I have Leah on the phone.
Hi, Leah.
Hi, darling. Do you hear what he's coming up with?
You know what? And I am not one little bit fooled. He has no intention. He doesn't want to see you and me together, you make out. But it gives him permission to be with you if I'm doing it, too.
No. I wouldn't
assuming that I would ever be with Don.
Well, yeah, right. Assuming neither one of us would ever be with him again.
What about?
Now, listen, what is it? Is this going to be Break My Heart Day?
No. But
and as I said before, a man can dream.
We don't want to make out with each other, honey.
Okay, I'm not saying that you have to.
Not only don't I want to make out with Leah, although she is lovely, I don't want you making out with Leah. So the whole thing, and she doesn't want to make out with
you
either.
I'll be honest with you, I think they're both protesting a little too much.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Listen,
that's right. We're going to jump on each other.
It's just ridiculousness, John. It's ridiculousness.
They're on each other.
That's right.
Oh, he's got a lot of fantasies. You know, he'd like to play pro football. He'd like to be Superman. He jumped off his garage one time thinking that he could fly.
Honey,
you know,
I was a kid.
Like the above mentioned, this is also not going to happen to you, honey.
All right, listen. I never have gone into this thinking.
Now, I love you with all my heart, but this is just not going to happen.
Listen, I've never...
You think, which is more likely, that he will be discovered doing his one or two lines on King of Queens, or that we will have a menage a trois? I think
that
both
he would be discovered.
Oh, you think?
He would be discovered. Hey, she didn't hesitate on that one.
Well, good. Yeah, good, because that's what I'd like to see happen.
All right, well, listen. Yeah, come on, girls. Let's get serious for just a moment, please.
All right.
Okay, if we can get serious,
you've been serious and we haven't.
Leah's being a little serious on this. I have thought all along that there was, you know, a 90% chance that it wouldn't happen.
90%?
Yeah, but there's that
10%
chance. 10%? That's a big leap, honey.
Yeah, that's a big
that's
a
right.
Big
leap. Well, I'm going to ply you girls with alcohol. I'm going to get me some of that date rape drug.
Okay.
Hey, Leah, do you have a hot tub?
Yeah.
There you go.
And you know what? She's got that sweet.
Do you think that Frieda and I are not going to be so aware of your craziness that we're not going to stay away from each other?
Yeah.
Not after I give you.
We are
the
not going to put ourselves in those positions for you to do your crazy thing. You think?
Ask her about the boyfriend. Ask her about.
Oh yeah.
Oh, I'm looking forward to
even stepping a hot tub around you, Don. Are you crazy?
Listen, just answer me this seriously.
What?
Is Angelo going to be around this weekend?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Oh.
Okay, now we got two fantasies happening.
Oh, there you go.
Maybe that's... Frieda can make out with Angelo.
Okay, now we're talking. Oh. Now we could negotiate.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a crushing blow.
That's not bad, is it?
Listen, I will
be... What's the matter? We're talking about fantasy. That's okay, sweetie.
Hey, yeah, maybe it's Leah's my fantasy to be with Angelo.
Oh!
Exactly. You ever think of that?
Your wife has successfully turned the table.
All right, this is all very funny now.
What's the matter, John?
Well, this is not funny, Leah.
What's the matter? We're talking about fantasy.
Thank God.
All it's right. Just a fantasy. I mean, there might be 10% chance that it
okay. All right, touche.
All right. Jesus are you done
Christ.
With this? Or?
Yes, yeah. I'm done with this.
All right. Oh, you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. Oh, I like Leah. You can take over for me. I'm hanging
out. I will make sure that Angelo is in a bathing suit when you're there, sweetheart, just for a little eye candy.
Oh, I appreciate that.
All right, Frieda?
Okay, thank you.
No problem, baby.
All right.
All right, goodbye. I'll see you in a couple of days, Leah.
I right. Love you, baby.
Love you, too.
All right, goodbye.
There she goes.
All right. Well, you're so proud of yourself, aren't you? You ruined all my fun.
Oh, my God.
No, it's fun for all involved.
Well, listen.
You're going to come back a fragment of your former self.
Listen, you're not making out with my wife, but I am coming out there, and God damn it, I'm going to be on your TV show.
There you go.
Yes.
I'm going to get a couple of lines, and I am going to properly thank you for that.
All right.
And that, I say honestly.
All right, I know.
Okay? You know what I mean? Because I am in your debt on that. You are a woman of your word, and you're very nice, and I just wish you'd kiss my wife.
You don't need to thank me, Don, because you guys help us out a lot. So this is my thank you to you. Don't thank me on top of my thank you, because then I owe you a thank you after your thank you.
Well, this isn't a thank you. I'm just going to say that people that are friends of yours are very fortunate, because you take care of your friends,
yes,
and that's very nice.
Thank you.
Yes, you do. And we do love you.
I know. I can tell.
And I think... When you meet my wife,
let it go, ma'am.
You're going to be out of your mind.
Let it go.
Fine. When she meets Angelo, it's going to be well.
She wins with Angelo.
Yes, she does. Yeah. All right.
All
awesome.
Good times, baby.
Sweetie, we will see you. Frieda and I will see you on Friday.
Okay.
Okay?
All right. And I love you guys.
Love you. And thank you so much again for hooking this up.
No problem. Mike, thank you. Mike, I'm going to miss you.
I'm going to miss you, and I wish I could be out there. You know I do, and I really, I know you guys are going to have a great time. I really, this was kind of a tough thing. You know.
Oh, whatever.
It was tough. I can't, you know, there's nothing I can say.
I'll tell you something, Leah.
There's nothing I can say, is there, Leah?
Even with all this crap.
Not
with
really.
Frieda,
not really.
Can I tell you something?
Hey, can I just have my moment? Can I just have my moment to try to apologize, to try to make this this right?
If we're talking about how important something is to someone,
yeah.
can I tell Leah that last week I was not even here and was in a near-death situation because of acute kidney failure?
We tried to get Leah on the show. We tried to get Leah. Dom was out for 3 days, for the whole week.
Five days,
and we tried to get you on the show to wish him well.
Here's the message I got from Charlie. Don is out sick, and Mike wants to see if he can get you on the show.
Mm-hmm.
There was no life-threatening situation. No.
Okay, now I will tell you the truth, and this, swear on my son's life, absolutely true.
Right.
When I was a kid, I had something called Wilms' tumor, which is pediatric cancer. So I had cancer in one of my kidneys. The idiot doctors back then, went in and removed only half of the kidney. So now,
I didn't know this.
Yes, and I have only one functioning kidney. I had an acute infection where I was peeing blood, going to the hospital, getting the IV. Listen to my voice now, still scratchy, but you know what?
What?
I'm there for you on Friday because you came through for me.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Yes, now that you know, will you please kiss my wife? No, but Leah, all that's absolutely
true. As soon as she's done kissing Angelo, I'll kiss your wife.
But no, that is all very true, and I'm actually feeling real good now, and I'm looking forward to getting out of there and seeing you.
And Leah,
are
you still my friend?
I'm still your friend.
All right.
Still your friend.
There's nothing I can say.
Have fun on your little golf thing.
It's not a little golf thing. It's, you know, it's the President's Cup. It's a big deal. It's been a couple of years in the waiting. I'm just,
blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
honey, it's all he's lived for. I'm serious. He gets to introduce Tiger Woods.
Yeah, that's what I've wanted to do for a long time.
Oh, whatever.
I'm sorry.
All I'm saying is...
I'll send you a gift. If I send you a gift, will it be okay?
Yes. Very good.
All right, I'll send you a gift.
Well, let me ask this question. Has Mike's wife ordered anything off your website?
She has. Didn't I thank you for that?
Your wife did?
Yes, she did. She ordered a lot of stuff. I didn't let you keep going with that. Yes, she has.
No, wait. Don's wife did. No, Frida did. Who's the wife?
No, my wife did.
No, check out the name.
Website.
Check out the name. Laura.
Ah, all right. All right, I will.
Did your wife
thank
really?
You.
Huh? Did your wife really? No, oh, see, he's lying.
She will tonight, though.
He's lying.
She will tonight.
Whatever.
No.
This is true now. Like, you're going out there. You can help me out a little bit.
All right.
I know I brought up the thing about the kissing and all that.
You did. And the sandwich.
Yeah, it's kind of even.
And all the stuff that I wasn't even going to bring up with her.
I know. You're absolutely right.
I was just going to tell her, thanks a lot.
But, hey, you're going out there. You know, you're going out there, and I'm not. There you go.
All right.
Okay.
I love you.
I love you.
All right.
The one who
Get
loves
better, you. Baby. Get better.
Thank you. The one who loves you the most. We'll see you Friday.
Oh.
All right.
Oh, God.
That's right. You have your priorities straight, honey.
Oh, no.
Okay, Mikey. Have fun, baby.
Oh, no.
Yes, I do. No, Tiger needs you.
Hey, Leah. Seriously. Yeah. Seriously.
What?
Would you manipulate my prostate?
Oh, God. Oh, my God.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
All right.
I love you.
All right, I love you guys.
All right, see you Friday.
Bye, Leah.
All right, baby.
There
Bye,
she
honey.
Is, the world's Bye. Greatest, Leah Remini.
She's fantastic.
Bye,
I ask you not. She is a man of her word.
There she goes.
Leah Remini.
We're not manipulating the prostate. That was the illness from last week.
Yeah.
Coming in a little bit there. Yeah. A little medication just zoomed right. Would you manipulate my prostate? Oh, Leah.
Oh, God damn.
Oh, you're going to have a great time out there.
Oh, I sure am.
And you know how much I wish I was out there.
I know you do, but I also do know how important this golf thing is to you.
Yeah, very excited about the President's Cup. I am, but you're going to have a great time out there. And two lines
on the ship.
So when you get out there, they're going to give you another one.
That's right.
And you'll be in your UPS suit.
That's right.
Manipulate my process.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What happened with your wife last night?
I wasn't with my wife. I was with my girlfriend.
Are you having marriage problems?
No.
Then why do you have a girlfriend?
Well, you're stop marvelizing with me now.
No. I'm just curious. Why do you have a girlfriend?
I do things with her I can't do with my wife.
Why can't you do them with your wife?
Hey, that's the mouth she kisses my kids goodnight with. What, are you crazy?
I appreciate it, but...
From
reminding you to pull out. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, final chapter on this thing with this idiot in New York.
Yeah, I think we've given him way too much air time.
Okay, but I just want to get the final word in on the radio that Lisa just brought in this, which he's posted on his message board.
Okay.
Careful what you promise, Don. It could cost you.
Oh, God.
Big time. Regardless, that's hardly the point. You're concerned with my opinion and the comments on this board, or you wouldn't be discussing it on your show twice so far today. That gives me all the credibility I need. If it didn't matter what you think, you wouldn't bother you. Okay. Let me tell you once and for all who's being used here and who's not being used here. Alan Sniffen.
Sniffen?
Sniffen. We're doing a radio show where we're trying to get noticed in New York. We're on a radio station that doesn't promote us.
Mm-hmm.
You don't like us. So for a day, for a few hours on our radio show, we've talked about your little mean nothing message board.
And like us or not like us, Sniffen, we've been all over your website today.
Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
And anybody who comes on your website in the next few days will see our name and will hear about our show and might listen to our show. Alan, there's only been one person used in this relationship today.
Right.
And it's been you, because I decided to use you like my toilet today.
There you go. It's that simple, period.
This is not uncalculated. This is not loose cannon. This is something you can't understand. Strategic marketing when you don't have a radio station that markets your show. It's a way for people in New York who visit your message board to get involved in our show. You, as a person, you as a professional, mean nothing to me. Your message board is a free way for me to advertise our show to New York. You have been used today, and I will prove it to you now by never mentioning this topic on our show again. That is how insignificant you are. But thank you today for being the toilet that we defecated in.
Very good.
Okay?
There you have it, and that's the last word on the matter right there.
That's what it's about.
That's all it's about, and I think that's good.
You know, I know we may sound like we're doing a show that's off the cuff,
mm-hmm.
and that we say the first thing that comes into our mind,
mm-hmm.
but listen, little brain, a lot more goes into it than that. A lot more that you could never understand.
There you go.
Strategic move today, got your interest, get your message board going, translate to some new listeners for us. Who was used today on the Don and Mike show?
Sniffen?
Alan Sniffen.
Because in the large scale of things, he's just part of the equation.
Yeah, that's it. You were just a step today on the ladder that we are using to climb up to the top.
Yeah, do we know that'll work? You know,
no.
Hell no. You know, we have no idea how many people are going to do that. But, hey, every little bit helps.
That's right.
No matter how insignificant, and believe me, this guy is insignificant.
Right. You're insignificant.
He might be more significant if he actually had something real, like, a newspaper column or something like that. But he doesn't.
No, but he doesn't.
We use everything we can, though. You know, we use the power of the Internet. Absolutely.
So, listen, when it comes down to discussing it on the show, it didn't matter what I think, you wouldn't bother. I really don't care what you think, Alan.
Alan Sniffen.
I'll go to bed tonight not thinking once about Alan Sniffen, and I'll wake up tomorrow not thinking once about Alan Sniffen.
And Alan Sniffen will never be mentioned on this show again.
But I write down in my show log, mm-hmm. since I do keep a log of everything we do on the show, that today's the day that we used a guy with a New York bulletin board to get talk going about our show.
Right.
Okay?
Very good.
So what do you think of that?
There you go. Put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Please.
And now, for the record, I will not mention his name again.
Nor will I.
Nor will
Bingo.
I.
Because we've already used him.
He is officially deceased.
Yes.
He is now dead.
Dead to us.
Bingo.
Dead to us. But the offer stands.
There you go.
You know, if the dead man can.
Yeah, and that's what he'll be referred to as, the dead man.
The dead man. If the dead man.
Dead man walking.
Can find a radio show now in any market.
Yeah, and he'll be referred to as the dead man.
And become number one in the ratings. Uh-huh. Let me know. And right. I'll quit.
It's in the
dead man. But until then.
And until then, his name won't be mentioned again because, you know, that'll never happen.
He's dead.
Mm-hmm. So he's dead to us and forever.
Mm-hmm. And just one last time. For the record.
For the record, you've made it indelibly clear. And he's dead to us. And I think the guy is a little turd germ, and we don't need to mention him anymore.
I know, but I just want to pound forward.
I think he gets it. I think he got it the fourth time you said.
Who was used today on this show?
He was used, and I think you've made that indelibly clear.
We weren't used. You were used.
That's right. The dead man was used.
Yes.
Dead man.
Thank you. Now. Buzz.
Yes.
Will you manipulate my prostate?
Yes. Yes, I will.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
You know what makes that funny? I don't even know what that is when you... But it sure sounds funny enough. And I know it involves the no-no spot.
I think it does.
Big time. The real bad play.
That's right. I know.
Manipulate.
And I don't know where it came from.
No. Manipulate means it's up there.
Buzz?
Yes.
What is your lead story tonight on the News of the Commons?
Tonight, going into the third debate, the space alien backs Bush.
Oh, well, good. That's one more for Bush.
Yeah.
Excellent, beautiful. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
For News and Comments.
For News and Comments.
On
coming
the Don and Mike Show.
On the Don and Mike Show.
That was very manipulatingly professional.
WJFK.
Oops. Hold on. Would you load it up? Oh, I see. Sorry. My bad. We'll be back after this. That was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot? That, I don't get it.
You paid those demons before, Don and Mike.
All right, let's go raise the buzz. When the show started today, was fathering a child with a 17-year-old.
Tina.
Fortunately, all that's been fixed. Yeah, that all worked out with our agent, and, you know, Buzz is better now.
Yes, much.
And now here is Guy Burley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Al Gore and George W. Bush will meet for the third and final presidential debate tonight. In a way, it's a tiebreaker since each candidate has been declared a winner in one of the two previous debates. But since Bush is the most recent winner, and since he seems to have a slight edge on the public opinion polls, tonight's debate is considered crucial to the Bush-Gore campaign. Bush is expected to play defense and let Gore do all the work. That, too, will be tricky for Gore, since he was considered too aggressive in the first debate and too passive in the second.
I think he's got to throw all that garbage out of the, you know, out of the equation. He's got to go in and just go in swinging.
Yeah.
But you know what? He won't.
No, he won't.
Because... they're both such pussies.
Yeah, they're
both
really pussies. Both of them. I agree with you.
Everybody already knows the issues.
Mm-hmm.
You know where each of them stands on.
That's right.
Abortion, taxes, guns.
Right.
All they're going to do tonight is try not to make mistakes.
Right, exactly. And what they need to do is vicious personal attacks.
Yes.
I think America will embrace vicious personal attacks if you really do it the right way.
If you do it well.
Right, if you do it well.
Listen to some of the stuff we've done this afternoon with that guy from New York.
We have honed and refined vicious personal attacks over the years, and our listeners have embraced us.
Yes, they have. Well, Gore was expected to easily win both of the previous debates, but now his people are said to be nervous going into this one.
Hope he doesn't listen to anybody.
The governor of Missouri, who was running for re-election, has died in a plane crash. Democrat Mel Carnahan was in a twin-engine plane piloted by his son.
Oh, I thought his name was Alan Sniffen.
No.
I'm sorry, that's another dead guy.
You're dreaming again. The plane went down in bad weather south of St. Louis. The governor was on his way to a campaign appearance at the time. The 66-year-old had been governor of Missouri for 8 years. His death very nearly prompted Al Gore and George W. Bush to cancel tonight's debate.
But the late governor's wife says he would have wanted the debate to go on.
Yeah, well, you know, you go into shock during that.
I guess, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand may not be able to sway your politics or mine, but there are those who think she can have an effect on middle America, where the upcoming presidential election will be decided.
Hello, gorgeous.
Whoever she votes for, that's who I'm voting for.
Amen.
Well, Streisand's going on the ABC News program 2020 to try to get folks to vote for Gore. The New York Post says Streisand has agreed to be interviewed by Barbara Walters. And since Streisand has no albums or movies or concerts to promote at the moment, what she's asking in exchange for the interview is a chance to make a pitch for Gore and explain her reasoning.
How cheesy is that?
Hey, that's a bad idea.
You know,
as a Democrat, we don't need you, Babs.
The Gore people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm on the other side.
Right.
I think
right.
the Gore people should come to her and say, listen,
knock it off.
Do it. Do you realize how bad this looks?
You know how arrogant it is for an actress or a singer mm-hmm. to do that? I mean, it's one thing to support a candidate and
right.
go to a rally and, you know, have fundraisers, but it's another thing to come on national television and say, vote for this person because I think, you know, what credentials does she bring to the table?
Exactly.
Funny girl. There you go. Oh, Advantage
Yentl?
Bush. You know what? Advantage Bush again.
The main event?
I hate to say it. This is irritating me. I'm not happy about this,
no.
but God, that pisses me off. That really does. Oh, I think you should vote for my man because I've been in so many fine films.
The paper says Gore's
Hi, everybody. This is Clint Black. I've agreed to be interviewed tonight on 2020 Downtown because I'd like to speak to you for a couple minutes about why I'm voting for George W. Bush. Who would listen to that crap?
You know, you picked Clint Black out of a hat, didn't you? But I guarantee you. I guarantee you if we researched it, you'd be dead on with that one.
Republican?
Absolutely.
Sure. Sure, all the way.
The paper says Gore is also getting a last-minute boost from Saturday Night Live, which has spent a fair amount of time recently making fun of him and W. Gore will reportedly get a walk-on Saturday Night Live within the next couple of weeks.
And that's the other thing with these guys that is so effed up, that Bush is going on Letterman.
Right, exactly.
Gore is going on Leno. Gore is going to go on Saturday Night Live.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's going to make anybody vote for them.
They just do. They're pulling out all the stops to do whatever. I don't mind Gore going on Saturday Night Live. I can't stand this Barbara Streisand thing. I mean, I don't care what, you know, and I might agree with 90% of what she says, but the fact that she's saying it, it just irritates me. It's arrogant.
Hello, everyone. This is Barbara Streisand. I'm voting. Jim and I are voting.
Yeah. Jim's been doing great with his arthritis medication commercials. Oh, I am so embarrassed. I really am. You know what? I think it's in the car.
Big pretentious coffee talk bitch on TV.
You know, Tom Gavin, tell me where you want me to pick you up. Jesus so, Christ.
Howdy, folks. My name's Clint Black.
This is my wife here. What's her name? You're the one. Lisa Hartman, I thought.
Oh, is it Lisa Hartman?
Lisa Hartman, that's right. Yes, Lisa Hartman. The space alien in the supermarket tabloid Weekly World News says George Bush will be elected president. And the tabloid says the alien is never wrong. Conversely, Al Gore has been endorsed by the tabloid's famous Bat Boy. Weekly World News specializes in UFO, Elvis, and freak stories aimed at UFO buffs, trailer trash, and stoned college students.
I'm feeling better now.
For a long time, like 10 years ago, mm-hmm. Weekly World News, before it got popular,
yeah. right?
That was the number one topic
yes.
on our show. That was a great way to get bits on our show.
Weekly World News had the real garbage.
Great source of material.
Well, after some wavering, the tabloid Space Alien backed Bill Clinton in the last election. The Bat Boy, a 19-pound half-human, half-bat mutant, is making his first political endorsement by backing Al Gore.
Time out, buddy.
All right.
We got to do this. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. America's most cunning linguist.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Listen, everybody. Next Friday, we're giving away a trip for two to Rome, Italy.
Italy. That's where the Italians live.
The ultimate James Bond collection now available over VHS and DVD.
Six.
Classic 007 titles are available, including Octopussy.
You said Octopussy.
Octopussy. Diamonds Are Forever. You Only Live Twice. View to Kill. From Russia With Love and The Living Daylight.
Diamonds Are Forever.
We are giving away that trip next Friday. You know, this Matchbox 20 song.
You back in here.
I really like it.
Right.
But it starts off like goddamn Air Supply.
It does.
Now, give it a second and listen.
And Air Supply is bad because...
Give it a chance here now. This is a good part.
My life.
I'll be calling wildfire. Here we go. Finally, here's the good part. Right here. How do you get a great song like that?
Yeah.
A great kick-ass song like that, and you start it off like this. Hello. Hello. Sound like the Backstreet Boys.
They'll be calling Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
They can't all sound the same.
No.
You fill up my tank. Come fill me again.
All right, hello, folks. You got them all, Mike. I love them all, though. I may have all the titles. You got all the lyrics.
I love my lyrics. I really do.
It show?
Yeah, yeah.
Longer boats are coming to an end.
Let me say this to you, Mike. You're every woman in the world to me. You're everything I need. I don't remember the rest.
But what was the title?
You're everyone in the world to me.
There it is.
Because, you're my philosophy?
Yeah, that's it. You're my philosophy.
Sure. It's 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Regular crowd shuffles in.
Oh, come on. That Billy Joel's not as bad as Air Supply.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
I'm lost in love.
I love you.
True.
Hey, you always went with Spandau Ballet.
A pillow on my tongue. Right? That's the line from True, right?
Yeah.
True.
Ooh. Just talking about somebody sounding like they're getting their prostate manipulated.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna Mike. The First Lady of New York City makes her first appearance in a racy off-Broadway play tonight. Donna Hanover, estranged wife of Mayor Rudy Giuliani, will make her debut this evening in the show The Vagina Monologues.
That's got a lot to say.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing out there?
There it is now.
Hey, Rudy, stay away. He's a lousy lame. He had to use a plastic vagina, similar to the one heard on the Don and Mike show last night.
Former Mike Tyson girlfriend Robin Givens is also in that play at the moment. Hanover also...
Oh, my God.
Also appeared in the movie The People.
I mean, I'm not going to go see that show.
No, Mike, you're not going?
Hey, Mike, how you doing? It's me. Robin Givens' vagina.
I don't want to look at that. I don't like to go to jail.
No? Why?
Why?
You think you see.
Like why?
You guys do this. I don't shower much. You see guys wreck them.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike, it's Robin Givens' vagina here.
Hi, Robin Givens' vagina.
You really hurt me bad.
I'm so sorry.
You really hurt me.
I apologize.
Hanover also appeared in the movie The People vs. Larry Flynt. She was supposed to have joined the Vagina cast months ago, but that was postponed after her husband was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
God damn, you hurt me.
I apologize, I'm too big.
You stretch me all out.
I'm so sorry.
You left the Bajans.
I wish I was still there, but I'm not. You kicked me out.
Giuliani won't be at the theater tonight. He'll be in Yankee Stadium instead.
He's getting a lot of heat because, you know, he shows up at the Mets games and everybody knows he's a Yankee fan.
That's right. They lie, they cheat, and some of them show up drunk, but they're not politicians. They're American high school students. A new study has 7 out of 10 of them admitting they cheated on a test at least once in the past year.
Oh, well, that's no big deal.
It shows that half say they cheated more than once in the same year. The survey shows that 92% of them lied to their parents in the last year.
Are you lying to your parents, Mr. Scholarship Winner?
More than 3 in 4 say they had lied to a teacher. More than 1 in 4 say they would lie to get a job. 1 in 6 say they'd arrived for class drunk at least once in the past year.
Oh, come on,
please. Over 2/3 admitted they'd hit someone out of anger, and nearly half said they could get a gun if they wanted.
How many people hit someone out of anger when they were drunk?
Well, we don't have those figures, but the potential seems to be there.
Incomplete surveys.
I know. Another day, another massive recall for the Ford Motor Company.
I'm Jock Nasa, and I'm unemployed. And I couldn't say that very well.
Now, Ford is voluntarily recalling more than 351,000 Focus cars.
How you doing? This is Robin Givens Vagina again.
How you doing, Robin?
After I was with Mike Tyson, I could fit an actual tire in my vagina.
Congratulations. I was glad to help.
A big Firestone SUV.
That's good. I'm glad, Robin.
The subcompact, the Focus.
I could fit a whole SUV in my vagina after I was with Mike Tyson.
Fantastic. I drive one of my big cars in there.
The Focus reported.
One of my rules is...
Focus reportedly has possible problems with cruise control, rear wheel, and brake drum assemblies, and...
Hey, isn't this cruise control great?
And the interior trim. Ford, there have been no reports.
Well, first of all, I want to address something. I hear ESPN is trying to f*** me, and you guys are trying to make a controversy. There's not going to be a controversy. I was joking around with one of my friends, and that's it. If you don't like it, you and your families, too. Now let's talk about the game.
Who let the dogs
out? Kind of like a five-foot fecal coil of comedy. The Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Bo.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Geronimo's headdress is the subject of a court battle.
Really? I thought you were never going to sell that.
I don't wear a piece. I really don't.
It's a headdress of eagle feathers, reportedly worn by the Apache chief in 1907.
Ah.
During the last powwow held at the Indian Territory that later became Oklahoma.
Well, Buzz, unfortunately now you're going to make me play the tribute written about me by TV's Lauren Green.
Oh, yeah.
The moon shone down with an eerie light and cast its beam on a lonely night.
Right.
Shadows danced, a fluttering breeze stirred dead branches in the trees.
Here I am.
The land lay waste, chill in the air was proof that disaster had struck there.
Hi there.
Moaning wind and the glistening snow seemed to whisper, Geronimo.
And I said, Lauren Green, could you manipulate my father's face?
And he said, a train of settlers left one day from somewhere way back east, they say.
Yep.
A song in their hearts and hopes unfurled.
That's
to
right.
Build a life in the western world.
Yes.
Husbands, wives, kids by the score. Smiling faces, dreams galore.
As he looked Future down, bright. Said this would be great. That funny manipulated my boss,
Geronimo. Don Geronimo. Hilarious.
Okay, all right.
Well, this headdress is being fought over by the Apaches in New Mexico, the Comanches of Oklahoma, and the U.S. government. Government seized it from a guy who was, of course, trying to sell it on the Internet.
Sure.
The government wants it to wind up either in a museum or in the hands of the tribe that can prove in court that it owns the headdress.
Ernie K. Scar is bidding on it. Hire up and at him. Cover up the sick weed.
If you've seen the pictures of Will Smith bulked up for his role as Muhammad Ali, then you know how disappointed he must be. Today comes word that the Muhammad Ali movie that Will Smith is filming has been put on hold because the studio says it's going over budget. The director wants more money. The studio says $105 million.
Hey, Muhammad. How you doing, Muhammad?
Good.
A man of few words these days.
Hey, good job holding that Olympic flame.
Oh, God. Will Smith's been working out 6 hours a day to get ready for the role. The studio says it's still trying to work all
Why
this out.
Why is it on hold, Buzz? I'm sorry.
They almost went over budget of $105 million. That's the studio's cap on this, but negotiations continuing. Hey, it'll probably...
Will Smith should be worried about that queer golf movie he's got coming out with Matt Damon. Yeah.
The Legend of Bagger Vance.
Right. P-U-K-E.
And it's not because it's golf.
I'm not sure. Is that about that guy that won the U.S. Open? Is that what that's about? It's about Will Smith is like an angel who comes down from heaven to be Matt Damon, Ben Affleck. Which is it?
Matt Damon. Damon, yeah.
He comes down to be Matt Damon's caddy.
He comes from heaven?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought he was like a real caddy.
It's like the Golf Whisperer.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's
a Robert Redford film.
You see?
I love Robert Redford. And I love golf. I'm going to see it, both of you.
The annual report card is out, and young Americans had sex the most often this year. Young people in Japan had the least, according to the survey. By the
number
British.
One, USA.
Right.
What does that tell you, those Japanese nipping at our heels? I mean, excuse me. I didn't mean that.
Of course not.
Sure you did.
No, that's funny. Japanese nipping at our heels. Get it? Nipping at our heels.
So they chose that Americans were the quickest to leave.
Yeah, I know, Rob. I got your eight thumbs up in a row.
Americans were the quickest to lose their virginity, but the French boasted of having the most partners. This Durex condom company talked to 18,000 people between the ages of 16 and 25.
Nipping.
It found that on average, the people of the world, individually, of course, are having sex 96 times a year. But Americans get it 132 times a year. Russians came in second at 122. The French were third at 121, and the Greeks were fourth at 115. The Chinese do it 69 times a year.
Hi, this is Julie Chang. You might remember me from Big Brother.
Hey, the Chinese do it 69 times a year, Julie.
69, who can't you?
The Japanese only do 37 times a year. The Dutch say they learned about sex from their mothers. Americans say their fathers. Italians say they learned from their brothers and sisters. The French say they learned it from their lovers. Americans were the youngest to have sex at just under 16 and a half years. But the French had the most partners at nearly 17 apiece.
Of course,
Americans had just under 12. People in India were the most faithful. There, 82% said they had sex over that year with just one person.
Oh, of course.
And it's been a
lot. I mean, what do you expect?
I think they're very honest people, Indians.
I think so. And it's very good. You would be my partner for the better part of the year. Very good. That was great sex. I love that.
It's been a rough couple of months for lesbians.
Don't let the Pakistanis have nuclear weapons.
First the Ellen and Anne break up, and then Melissa Etheridge and Julie Cypher split.
Oh, I do regret all these lesbian marriages going asunder.
Now, Xena is going off the air.
Oh, my God.
The Hercules spinoff Xena Warrior Princess is shutting down production despite the show's continued popularity. It's a victim of the new economics of television, in which stations and networks discover it's cheaper to produce or commission their own shows than
Thank
to buy them.
God, I've still got my tickets to Katie Lang.
Than to buy them from the big studios. Xena first appeared in 1995. She'll continue in syndication through next year, but no more new episodes will be made.
No more Xena. That is a shame. That was a great show.
Yes.
Xena Warrior Princess.
Mm-hmm.
Are you male or female?
I am a male. I'm a male from India. And I love Xena.
So happy touchstones right there.
I've only had one partner.
Is it mainly lesbos who like Xena?
It's very popular among lesbians.
Lesbians and Indian men. That is right.
Now
it is a great, great show.
Time for a call 100.
Let's go to the tennis matches and watch Martina Navratilova.
And a prize package selected especially for you. Phone number 877-365-3636.
I'm all out of lesbians.
Be the 100th caller now.
He's the Don and Mike Show.
I just can't deal with it. It's too big.
It's where opinions are like cowboy hats. The Don and Mike Show.
I think I promote this tomorrow that Chuck Stossel's coming by. Robbie, you got the jail mail for him? I know we got some yesterday.
Two thick letters. I haven't looked at them, but they look good.
All right, jail mail. Also tomorrow, Larry Michael. I do.
Larry Michael.
Coming in to promote his new TV show. And we're sending Lisa out on a special job. I don't hear that on tomorrow's episode. Now, again, here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
In sports, the Mets are ready for a Subway Series. Tonight, it's up to the Yankees. The Pinstripes lead the best of seven American League Series 3-2. One more win tonight would be nice. We'll have them facing the rivals from Shea Stadium in the World Series.
You know, I know we had to put off the trip to New York last Friday because I was ill.
Right.
And I know that we have something planned next week for Halloween for New York.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it sure would be nice to get up there.
Oh, absolutely. Be right in the middle of that.
Some other time next week and go to one of those games.
Absolutely. This evening, the Yankees are playing Seattle in New York.
So how about it, Ken?
Yeah, Ken, come on. Come on through with it.
Because you love us, right?
Yeah, you hug us.
No, you don't. NHL history. NHL history could be made tonight in D.C., provided the Washington Capitals lose. And since the Caps haven't won any of their five games so far this season, it may well happen.
Gee, shocker.
Patrick Roy, goalie for the Colorado Avalanche. Roy?
It's Wah, right?
Roy, yes.
Roy. Spelled Roy, but pronounced Roy.
Roy. Patrick Roy.
Anyway, his Avalanche are in town. Poised, he's poised.
No, wait a minute. That's not it.
No?
Hold on. Here
it is. Here's the correct.
Here's the correct pronunciation.
Here's how to say it. For the French accent.
www.egars.com, the hottest cigar site on the planet.
Thank you.
Sponsoring our live farts. That one was by Mike and a good one, Patrick Roy.
Roy, goalie for the visiting Colorado Avalanche, is poised to break a record set 30 years ago by winning 448 games.
All right, go.
The Avalanche haven't lost a game this season.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, One Adam 12, that's what he calls himself when he breaks in on the police frequency in West Covina, California. Even though it just happens in the middle of the night, the real cops are not amused.
In fact, One Adam 12, that's funny.
They're worried he'll...
One Adam 12, hello. This is Robin Givens' vagina. I'm all stretched out from Mike Tyson.
Very sorry, Robin. I apologize profusely.
One Adam 12.
In fact, the cops are worried he'll block communications during some emergency. It hasn't happened yet. Mostly, the guy just cusses a lot.
Maybe it's Marty Milner. Maybe it's Kevin McCord. Every time we've had those guys on the show, they are very angry.
They're angry guys.
They might be doing one Adam 12. That's you.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. No. Oh, no. Got to go. Back tomorrow with the all-new episode and the stuff that we talked about. Our thanks today to TV's Lee Remedy for coming on the show.
Right.
Tomorrow, as I mentioned, Larry and Charlie at Lisa's assignment. On Thursday, Keith Olbermann to talk about the Subway series.
Right.
And also Thursday, the great pornography experiment with Dennis Murphy.
Good.
As he gets set for his trip to Mexico. Call 100 time right now. Hello, Donna.
Hello, I'm caller 100.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's your name?
Brenda Vaya.
Hi, Brenda. Where are you from?
Stafford.
Brenda, you've won a DVD copy of The Living Daylights.
Cool.
The Ultimate James Bond Collection, now available on VHS and Special Edition DVD. Six classic 007
great
titles are now available, and we're going to do the same thing for everybody listening to us in New York tonight on WAW. What are you laughing at?
Nothing.
Something the boy's doing.
What is he doing?
Show him what you showed me, please. Thank
Stop
you.
Stop it, Rob.
Thank you.
If you want the same James Bond DVD right now and you're listening to us on NEW, just ahead of Ron and Fez, be the 100th caller at 877-365-3636 because you win the exact same prize. And thank you for listening to us on WNEW. And you listen to us where? On WJFK, right?
Right.
Right. Beautiful. Thank you, darling. What's going on there? You running a daycare center?
No, just have two little boys playing Nintendo.
Oh, give them a hug for us.
Okay.
Gotcha. Thank you. Hold on, please. We got to go. Have you been watching this, Buzz?
Yes, I have.
The byplay here?
Very sad.
I'm not proud.
We will see you tomorrow with the all-new episode. Thank you and good night, Buzz.
Thank you and good night, Don.
Thank you. Hold on, Mike's got another one for
us. Thank you.
Good night,
Mike.
Good night, Mike.
Oh, thank you. Good night.
Okay. And now, Rob, throw your German officers out of the air. Just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. You might have been naked after all. Oh,
All right,
me, I'll see you tomorrow.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
When we meet again, sign the greatest stranger saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.